L place in there. Maybe one of them could get a manicure or something. Or a pedicure. Ugh. Perfume places. Cosmetics. Maybe Tippy Tom could go in and ask, what could I do to help my look? Maybe there's some cosmetics he can purchase. Then there's men's and women's fashions. Plenty of the stores everyone's familiar with from the malls. Banana Republic, Eddie Bauer.
Anthony, I got to break in.
Yeah.
Because we are ready to announce the mall we're going to.
Oh!
For the homeless shopping spree, too. Rick is on the bus. Rick!
Yo, guys.
First of all, what's going on the bus?
Actually, things have quieted down. It seems like everyone except for Blue is taking a nap.
The only time they stir up is when we're on the phone and we F with them.
Yeah.
And as long as we don't let Keith know about it, it's okay. Should have just got him a beer.
Can we start handing out the beer? Because it seems like you guys are close now.
Let me ask Keith. Where's Keith? Hey, Keith, can we start handing out the beers now? He's giving me no, not just yet.
What?
Not just yet.
Not just yet.
Uh-oh, they all just won't come.
I knew that was going to happen.
I want to give one of them a beer.
I know we could get a great reaction if we give Rock and Roll Tommy a beer.
Just
no
give
else.
Rock and Roll Tommy a beer.
Rock and Roll Tommy, come up front.
Oh, here we go.
That's it.
Come up, Tommy.
Give him a goddamn beer.
All right, Rick taking charge. I like this. Steve's on the bus from FoundYourMusic.com getting some video, Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
The rock video and the Tommy's pictures that we're going to have from today is going to be unbelievable. Wow, what, Rick?
Come on. Wait, Blue, chill, Blue.
What did Blue do?
Blue just attacked me like George. Blue, chill out, man.
They're like wild animals. You never know when they're just going to lunge at you.
That's hysterical. He's just talking to them. Whoa! Are we going to put the kid leashes on all the homeless guys?
That would be funny if they had leashes.
Keith right now is saying a rosary saying, please don't do this.
Hey, Rick, I got to ask you. I'm looking at the Opie and Anthony homeless shopping spree supporters. They don't want to be called sponsors. They're called supporters today. And one of them is Privilege Nightclub. And it says for providing the girls.
What girls?
What girls, Rick?
The girls that never showed up on time.
I don't blame them.
Jeez, yeah, of course. What girls are going to want to go on a homeless bus?
We were going to put some strippers on the bus for the homeless shopping spree.
I think they got wind of the idea and just decided not to show up.
Of course. That's a ridiculous idea.
All right, so we're not going to hand out the beer, Rick. Rick,
Hold on. I'll go to someone else as his phone clears up. Let's go to Ben.
Ben,
what's up, guys?
Hey.
We just nearly incited a riot when Rick yelled beer. They all popped up. Blue dove towards Rick like I've never seen before. One funny note with Blue that Big Kev just alerted me of, Keith, like, touched Mary on the shoulder or something, and Blue got up and got all pissed. So, like, Blue thinks that Mary is all his.
Oh, no. A little jealous rage thrown in. Oh, this is great.
Anyone following the bus at this point, Ben?
There was a bunch of cars with WOW stickers and stuff at some point. It's hard to tell. I'm right at the front of the bus now, but we did have 6 to 10 when we started, and I'm sure it's grown by now.
All right. I got to go back to Rick for a sec. Hold on, all right? Let me go back to Rick. Rick.
All right. So what do you guys want me to do with this beer? Keith is saying no.
Well, you know, I hate to go against Keith, but it's one beer for one guy. What could it hurt?
How close are we to the mall?
We're, let's just say we're past the point of no return. Past exit 30.
Past exit 30.
Yep.
Okay. And what's your ETA?
About 15 minutes.
All right. See, no, they need a beer.
They need a beer, and we need to announce the mall, I think, Rick.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Rick, just give Rock and Roll Tommy one beer.
All right. Hold on.
I'm adamant about this. I want this to happen.
They want Rock and Roll Tommy to have a beer.
You're gonna give it to one.
You have to give it to all of them.
Did you hear that from Keith?
Yeah, I heard, but no. give him one beer.
Rick, this is what we want. We understand what's going to happen. We want you to give Rock and Roll Tommy a beer, then we're going to get a crazy reaction, and then we'll hand out the beers.
Right.
All right, so let me get this straight. You want me to give Rock and Roll Tommy a beer?
Yeah.
Incite a riot on a bus with a bunch of homeless people while you guys are safe in the studio.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
Exactly.
Sure.
All right, hold on. This is Keith. While I'm standing here with Rick, let me just say a couple words to you. Three of them, as a matter of fact. Oh, wait a minute. No. This is legal, right? Remember those four words, Rick? Remember where the two guys on the phone were sitting when those four words came out?
Come on. It was pure logistics.
Yeah. As a consultant to the show, I'm going to say we're going to hold off on the beer a little bit longer.
This sucks.
Only because I happen to know the 10 people that we have in the back of this bus.
I know, but all we're saying is just give Rock and Roll Tommy one beer, and then when they all want to have one, then we'll give them the rest.
Oh, good. Before we get there, great idea.
How much damage could one beer each do?
Trust me.
That's why we want to do it.
I know.
Trust me. Let's hold off on them for a little bit longer.
But you're almost there.
I understand that, and that's the beauty of it. We're almost there.
All right, put Rick back on the phone. There's no talking to you for some reason. I don't understand Keith being the responsible one time.
I know.
Psycho Mark, what's up?
What's going on? I'm sitting back here with Tommy right now. He looks like a pit bull waiting to bite somebody.
Up and down.
Mr. Freeman, I have to take this bus over. He's going to hijack the bus, he said.
Liar, matey.
He wants to take the bus over.
He's growling.
Oh my God! All right, let me go to Ben. Ben, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey,
I'm midway between the bus, right by the lovely couple, Blue and Mary.
Yeah. We have a love connection.
Big Blue is in the house. He's with his lady.
Okay. Big Blue seems to be liking Mary. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Walk up to Mary and just kind of put your hand in her hair and kind of like tussle with her hair a little bit.
Hello, Ben?
All right.
Uh-oh, did Blue kill him for that?
Is that what happened?
Zombo, what's up?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, you got to get Psycho Mark to, like, wake up Ziggy and say, holy cow, man, I can't believe we're in Florida already. I bet you it's warmer out there than it is in here.
Very nice. All right.
Later.
Let's go back to Rick. Rick.
Rick. Yo.
You're on the air, Rick. It's Opie and Anthony. How are you?
All right.
All right, Rick, why don't you announce the mall?
All right, for those who would like to join the Opie and Anthony Homeless Shopping Spree 2, we are going to Long Island's own Roosevelt Field Mall.
Yes, right in Garden City, Long Island.
There you go. Garden City, the home of Susan Lucci and many other people.
Yes. Let me tell you something.
Mall.
The Roosevelt Field Mall, they redid it a little while back, and it is
beautiful.
A huge, beautiful mall full of plenty of stores.
With stores such as Gucci, Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom, Bloomingdale's.
Yes.
Nice stores to pick from.
Oh, of course.
All right, and Rick, when will you be at the mall?
We're going to be getting off the expressway any minute.
Oh, they're close, Ant. They're close.
Why can't they have beer? Ben's with Ziggy. Let's talk to Ben and Ziggy.
Let's. Ben, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Hey. Ziggy looks a little puzzled. I just sat with him here, and he pulled his bag, his big Bed Bath & Beyond bag, away from me, taking his territory. And, Ziggy, how you doing?
What the hell was that?
Three, one? Long trip, man. Whatever he said.
What the hell was that?
What's that?
Well, I don't know what he even said.
I don't know. He looks puzzled. God, it just smells like.
Ask him if he's excited about the shopping that he's about to do.
Ziggy, you excited about the shopping you're gonna do?
I didn't know. I've never there before.
Ben, ask him if he has any clue where he is.
Ziggy, do you have any clue where you are?
Yeah, Long Island, so boys.
Oh, wow, all right.
He knows where he is.
A little more coherent than we thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, he knows he's on Long Island somewhere.
Ask Ziggy if he needs a beer, Ben.
Ziggy, you want a beer?
I don't know if everybody else will have one.
Listen to him. I'm telling you, he's a man.
I don't think there'd be a problem. I want to talk to Rock and Roll Tommy.
Okay, here he is. Rock and Roll Tommy.
Yes. Could I have my beer now, please?
Rock and Roll Tommy.
Can I have my beer now, please?
Tommy, you want a beer, don't you?
Can I have my beer now, please?
See, he wants his beer. I want to give you a beer. They're telling me no.
Look, Keith is on duty?
Keith's on duty.
He's on duty.
Yes, sort of. They're staring now. Hold on a minute, bro. Rock and Roll Tommy really needs a beer, Anthony.
I don't understand why.
Rick.
Yo.
All right. How close to the mall? Because I want to time out this break here.
We've got about one more mile, then we're going to get off the expressway.
Yeah.
And Keith is still frowning very, very disapprovingly at the idea of giving the beer. I'm working on Keith. I'm not getting anywhere, though.
One beer each is not going to cause them to go crazy.
Keith, one beer each. They'll finish it by the time we get there. Everybody will be in a festive holiday mood. What do you
think? One beer. Yes. One.
There you have
Let
it.
Let the homeless drink. Let the homeless drink. Let the homeless drink. Let the homeless drink. Let the homeless drink.
All right,
Let
here we go.
Let the homeless drink.
Blue. Yeah. Merry Christmas, Blue. Here's a beer.
Oh, listen. Yeah. Listen to how they Who's love the beer.
Hello?
Hey.
Blue.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I'll be on my way.
You're digging the beer, huh?
And you have a red carpet for Big Blue.
Hey, Blue, you liking Mary on the bus there? Hey, all right, well,
you can't ask him any questions.
Give it to Rock and Roll Tommy.
I can't reach Rock and Roll Tommy right now.
Oh, no?
He's all the way back. Hey, guys, you're all going to get a beer now. You guys still there?
Yeah.
All right, I'm with Rock and Roll Tommy. Tommy, are you ready to grab your beer?
Yes, I'm ready.
There we go. Sure, a little holiday cheer.
Just one?
That's what it is. It's a festive thing.
Just one little beer.
Rock and Roll Tommy, Rock and Roll Tommy.
Somebody opened the beer and told me.
Thank you.
All right, hold on. I'm going to go to Ben as they try to open up Rock and Roll Tommy's beer. Ben, what's up?
I'm right in front of Ziggy, and boy, does he look happy. He cracked that beer open in about 2.2 seconds and probably has drank almost half of it in two gulps.
The homeless man had a drink.
A big smile on the Ziggy's face. And just, we've created pandemonium. They're now toasting to the homeless.
To the homeless!
It's just total pandemonium.
To the homeless!
To the homeless!
Now they're chanting Keith.
Dude, they were sleeping a few minutes ago. You just add a little beer. Now they're all having fun.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, Ziggy just looks so happy, and so does the whole crew. Rock and Roll Tommy is looking like Beavis and Butthead right now with the beer in the hand, banging his head. He's going a little crazy in the back of the bus. So.
There you go. This is what we need for our radio show today. Right. A little excitement. Where's Norton?
Norton's right here. Here's Norton.
Norton is just... Thank God, because a blind guy checking in from D.C. saying, whose effing show is this? He goes, is it the Opie and Anthony show or the Keith the Cop show?
There you go.
Keith is ruining your show. All right, Norton, what's up? Norton.
Yeah.
What's going on, bro?
Well, I just took a leak in the bathroom, and I'm working my way back up, and all the homeless have beer now, which is always a bright idea, I think, because the alcohol hasn't really damaged them at all, so it's nice to feed them some on the way to a nice mall.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you back the bench. I got to wipe an alcohol rub on my hand, because I was holding on to that handle so I didn't fall into the toilet.
Right.
I got to clean my hands. It's amazing. I bang hookers without bags, and it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
Now that I touch this thing, I'm going to wash my hands.
Listen to how much fun. Doesn't it sound like more fun? Yeah, hell yeah.
Soul pandemonium.
All right. Hey, Ben.
Oh, jeez. Blue keeps touching me. He's very touchy-feely.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Ask Rick how long before we get to the mall, because I want to take a quick break here.
Rick. I don't even see where Rick is.
Hey,
how long till we get to the mall? Wherever it is.
Ben, look.
Oh, dude, there's a huge van right now beside us with a huge, white van. Guys going nuts out the window right beside us, going crazy here.
Nice.
Wow, all over this van. This is a wild van.
Nice.
How much time, Rick?
Less than 15
minutes away.
All right, Ben, then.
Oh, my God, this guy's got a...
This guy's going to sideswipe us. What a sicko. He's sharing. We got a huge caravan now.
All right, good. God, they'll all be there shopping along with the homeless today.
Dude, that's this right. Guy isn't even paying attention to how he's driving. He's just got his hand out the window. He's on his cell phone giving us the thumbs up. He is not even paying attention to driving. So...
All right, man.
All right, guys.
All right, thank you, man.
All right, bye.
Bye. Well, it's heating up. Eddie, what's up?
Yo, listen, I'm coming down Stewart Avenue towards the mall. When I heard you announce it, I kind of anticipated.
Yeah.
2 minutes later, Nassau County cops flying by, lights and sirens, heading for the mall.
Oh, stop it.
I swear to God,
I'm
like four
sure it's a coincidence.
Back to back.
All right, well, we'll see what happens. Thank you, Eddie.
All right.
All right, bye. And let's go to Vinny really fast. Vinny, what's up?
Hey.
Hey.
I'm doing deliveries. I'm stuck in gridlock traffic. I see the bus go by.
Yeah.
36 cars in unison just start honking and going nuts.
Nice.
Some girl gets out of a car and starts wowing the bus.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Cool,
that's
man. Amazing.
All right, thank you, Vinny, for the report.
See you later.
We ought to take a break because we are definitely going to want to be live when they pull into the Roosevelt Field Mall.
On Long Island. We'll be there in less than 10 minutes.
Oh, right after these.
The Opie and Anthony Homeless Shopping Spree is supported by Ski Stop, Plainview, Long Island, 516-249-7980. And Riverhead Ford Lincoln Mercury, Route 58, Riverhead, New York, 631-727-2200.
Finish up the year with our four shows.
Sports Guys, mornings. Don and Mike, middays. Opie and Anthony, afternoons. Ron and Fez, nights.
1027 WNEW.
Do you remember you? You always had your own thoughts. You were different, you were strong. You asked questions and embraced the solutions. You were free, fearless, and uninhibited. You were courageous. Now join us at a place where you can be you again. Courageous Radio with Ricky Cohen.
What does courage mean to you? Courage is hardwired into all of us. For some, a tragedy brings courage to the surface. For others, it surfaces every day. Courage is in overcoming fears through knowledge and understanding. It's in being a student of everything around you. Courage is in thinking, speaking, and acting in ways that are real and genuine. Courage is in discovering and living true to you. Cherish life. Live courageously.
For a full 30 minutes of courage, join us every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on this station. And visit us at CourageousRadio.com. Courage has a new home. Remember when you were courageous? You still are.
Anthony Stackert, the world's strongest fat burner.
Yeah, holidays. Man, next week, right? Ooh, you're going to pack on some pounds, ain't ya?
People have been packing on the pounds.
I know, between Thanksgiving, Christmas, you need the stack or two. It's going to help you lose weight, stay trim and thin. Natural appetite suppressants in stack or two. Stops cravings for junk food and whatnot, and it gives you the energy to get through the late afternoon brain burnout. Don't let yourself go this winter. Now, stack or two curbs the appetite, crushes cravings. Instead of two helpings or something, you're just going to want one. You still eat what you want. You eat less of it. You lose weight. You want to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds, Stacker 2 is going to work for you. Our listeners have proven it works. Log on to their site, stacker2.com, stacker2.com, or call them, 1-800-LIGHTLINE, 1-800-LITELINE, or get Stacker 2 everywhere now, GNC, Rite Aid, Eckerd, CVS, Duane Reade, Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, plenty of other fine stores. Get on that Stacker, Stacker 2.
Kawasaki Sports Center in Thompson Plains, New Jersey has a great selection of Kawasaki's for all ages. Kawasaki Sports Center carries a full line of 2002 Kawasaki Ninjas, from the Ninja 250 to the ZX12R, including the Ninja ZX6R, which was named Cycle World's best middleweight sport bike. Kawasaki Sports Center features a full line of Kawasaki ATVs and dirt bikes. They also have an award-winning service department to take care of anything from an oil change to totally customizing your Kawasaki. Kawasaki Sports Center is located at 566 Route 23 North in Pompton Plains, New Jersey, just 5 miles from Routes 80 and 46, 2 miles south from Route 287. Call 973-831-1930. 973-831-1930. Kawasaki Sports Center, where customer satisfaction has been their number one priority for 23 years.
Dr. Wagner talks about nighttime teeth grinding.
Everyone is under more stress these days. For grinders, that can mean even greater damage to your teeth. That's why I created the Doctor's Night Guard. The Doctor's Night Guard is a dental protector you wear at night to cushion your teeth. Because you fit it yourself, you save money. More importantly, you can save your teeth.
The Doctor's Night Guard. Relieve the nightly grind.
Oh, and about that stress, my advice is find somebody to hug.
At your drugstore.
Put your sack into it.
Listen after ONA for Ron and Fez. 1027 WNEW.
Get in gear at the Cycle World 2002 International Motorcycle Show presented by Toyota Trucks this weekend at the Jacob Javits Convention Center. Every new street bike, dirt bike, motocross bike, ATV, and scooter from 12 major manufacturers in one place at one time. Plus, Team Extreme's Tommy Avala will ride his motorcycle up a two-story high waterfall. You'll see the first new Harley in 50 years, the liquid-cooled V-Rod, and Victory's Visteon bike of the future. And check out the latest from Castrol, Chatterbox, Dalco Incorporated, Dunlop Motorcycle Tires, and Dynajet Research in the factory. On sale, helmets, boots, leather jackets, motocross gear, and more. Discount coupons now at participating dealers, or you can buy a special Show Ferry combination ticket at the New York Waterways Weehawken Terminal on Show Day. For information, call 1-800-53-FERRY. The Cycle World 2002 International Motorcycle Show, presented by Toyota Trucks, this Friday from noon to 10 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday 10 to 6, Jacob Javits Convention Center. Plus, stay for more fun Saturday night with the Marshall Tucker Band and Jackie the Joke Man Martling only at the Javits. Get your concert tickets now at Ticketmaster.
Enter password.
Value, selection, excitement.
I gotta go.
You've seen Toyotathons before, but never a Toyotathon like this. With 0% APR on four of Toyota's most popular models, Corolla, 4Runner, Tundra, and Sienna. 0% APR. 0% APR that can save you into the thousands just on financing alone. On top of a great Toyotathon deal. And it's so easy. Just qualify as a Tier 1 or 2 customer through Toyota Financial Services. Take retail delivery by 1-702. 0% interest on any Corolla, any 4Runner, any Tundra, any Sienna. It's the most interesting Toyotathon ever.
Value, selection, excitement.
Toyotathon 02. Password, value.
Toyotathon 02 is on. Right now, get 0% financing on some of Toyota's most popular models. Get the feeling, Toyota.
Did you hear the one about the guy who stumbled into our year-end sale by accident?
Yeah, hey, George. My name's Bill Story, down here in Tampa, Florida. I walked into your store, and so I was looking for a leather jacket at the time, and it was kind of an impulse buy, but I needed one. And it was about 8:45, and the gentleman there, I said, do you have any leather jackets? He said, yeah, and as a matter of fact, for the next 15 minutes, they're 50% off. So I guess you were having a sale, and I didn't even know you carried leather jackets. So I ended up getting this fabulous leather jacket. You saved me a lot of money and pain, and I really appreciate it.
You're going to like the way you look and how much you save. I guarantee it. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse.
The Men's Warehouse year-end sale, with savings of 20 to 50% on select styles from corporate to casual, including leather jackets. It's only twice a year that Men's Warehouse has a sale, and one of those times is right now. Open New Year's Day. 27 tri-state area stores, including our newest store in Westport, Connecticut, on Route 1, exit 18, across from Starbucks. Call 1-800-776-SUIT.
1027 WNEW, New York.
Parents, this Christmas, why not wrap up your child's future with the number one trusted name for teaching kids to read, Hooked on Phonics. I'm Randy Thomas, and just like you, I'm passionate about my child's future in school. Hooked on Phonics is a fun gift that can give your child a lifetime of reading skills. Try it for 2 whole months, and if you aren't absolutely thrilled, you'll receive a full refund for the product price. Order today and receive a $25 discount plus a free gift valued at over $100. Call 888-933-READ. That's 888-933-READ.
If you've ever had the flu, you know how bad it can be. So why not do everything you can to avoid getting it? Like, how about getting a flu shot? If you think it's too late, think again. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says anyone who hasn't gotten a flu shot yet can still get one through the end of December and later. So remember, it's not too late to vaccinate. See a healthcare professional and find out if the flu vaccine is right for you.
This message has been brought to you by the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases.
Opie Anthony. 827 WNEW.
You're checking out the Homeless Shopping Spree 2 on the Opie and Anthony program. Where are we at right now, Anthony?
Oh, my God. The bus moments away from its destination, Roosevelt Field Mall. And last we heard, the guys were enjoying just a little holiday cheer, one beer each. And they're all psyched and ready to do some Christmas shopping.
A couple of instant feedbacks. Walt Whitman Mall checking in, Anthony.
Yeah.
Thank you for leaving me alone. And see you next Tuesday from the city. Giving out beer to these homeless guys is like dropping humanitarian aid packages on Afghanistan. What a patriotic moment for this show. And Jay checking in from New York City. He says, 99 bottles of beer on the wall, 99 bottles of beer. Take one down, pass it around. 17 cases of HIV on the bus. Corey, what's going on?
How you doing, gentlemen?
All right.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but my connections at Roosevelt Field tell me there are cops and security guarding every exit.
Well, what can they possibly do? There's people that want to go shopping.
We're just going shopping.
Yes, there are. I'm just, you know, I just figured I'd lay you in.
A lot of our listeners are heading down to the mall now. I hope they can start our chant, let the homeless shop. Let the homeless shop. Let the homeless shop. Let the homeless shop.
All right, thank you.
You are very welcome. Later, precious.
All right, the phones are exploding, Anthony. John, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I'm on Old Country, man, and they are racing, man. They are racing down to the mall.
Come on.
I'm dead serious, bro. It's all over. You know, they're going down. They're Nassau cops. They got nothing else to do, guys.
There is no law that says that some people cannot take a little shopping trip.
Think about what you're talking about. You're talking about Long Island. Fuck up little people who drive
stuck
around in mommy and daddy's Benz. Oh, precious, you're spoiled too.
Oh, yeah. Up there.
You know, but yeah, no, they're all there, man. They're racing down there. It's going to be brutal.
All right, thank you.
Let me go to Jimmy. Mall security at the mall, Anthony.
Oh, really?
Jimmy!
Are you at Roosevelt Field Mall?
Yeah.
What's up, Jimmy?
Yeah, they just called me back into work. I'm a security guard at Roosevelt Mall. They got to clamp down on you guys.
Like how?
They're not going to let you guys go in.
What is going
to
be their...
They're going to watch the exits for the buses, and they're going to have the cops check the bus on you guys and everything.
What's going to be the reason?
I have no idea. I have no idea. They just called us all back.
Did they call a red alert?
They told me to get back and guard the gate.
Is it true? Is it true they called a red alert, Jimmy?
Yes.
Red alert. It says there's a red alert down here. What does a red alert entail?
It's like high security. They just don't want. They think you guys are going to go crazy in the mall.
Jimmy, is there something higher than a red alert?
I have no idea. This is the first time I heard of it.
I mean, people with guns should be a red alert in a mall. A terrorist invasion is a red alert.
I got a pencil neck dick running around screaming and yelling at us not to let you guys in at all.
Haven't people been listening to the show? We're going to behave ourselves today.
I hope so. I think it's great, man. I'm even going to give some bucks to the homeless.
All right. Thank you, Jimmy. Let's let's go to Kevin. The bus is checking in. We'll get to him in a second here. Kevin, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Bone?
Hey.
I'm at the mall right now.
Yeah.
There are mounted cops on horses.
Stop it.
There's helicopters.
There's no way.
I swear to God.
You get out of here.
There's no way. There's a helicopter.
There's no way there's a helicopter. And police on horses.
Helicopter.
Where's, look, let's get to the bottom.
All right, let's go right to Ben. Rick's checking in too here. Ben, what's up? Ben.
All right, they're jamming our frequencies, Opie.
Oh, let's go to Rick. Rick, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's happening? We're about a mile away.
Do you see any cops, Rick?
I see no police. Okay. I see no helicopters. I don't know what this guy's talking about.
I think they're just making us freak out a little
Everyone
bit.
Likes doing that, because anytime we do something, people always talk about all the cops that are there and showing up. And the only time it was true was when everyone got arrested.
This is kind of like that this is kind of like that Apollo mission when it had to go around the sun?
Oh, the moon.
The moon.
Whip around.
And we lost the...
loss of signal.
Lost the signal and communications with the Apollo.
Right.
And now we're just holding our breath, hoping that we could get into the into the mall here.
Yeah.
So, Rick, what's going on the bus?
Right now, we're just pretty much gathering up all our stuff because we're coming up to the main entrance of the mall. Everybody's making sure they've got their phones. We've got the cameras all set. Everybody's making sure that they've accounted for their homeless. The homeless have been assigned to different people. I don't know if you want me to go through who's got
the
homeless.
No. Hold on a second. Rick, hold on for 1 second.
Yeah.
There's a lady on a roof. Sue, what's going on?
Hi, I'm on the roof of Bloomingdale's.
Yeah.
And I'm parked up here. There's no security up here, but there was a helicopter in the sky, and I see yellow flashing lights by that big Charles Lindbergh statue when you drive in.
Okay.
And I'm just waiting for the bus. I'm doing my work. And I was in the area circling the mall thinking and hoping you'd say Roosevelt Field.
Yeah.
And here I am. So I'm waiting.
There's a lot of entrances to the mall. I can't imagine they could block every entrance, Anthony. Of course.
The roof of Bloomies is always a good place to park.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm up here.
Well, thank you, Sue.
You're welcome. Thank you.
If you see anything, calls back. Well, I'm going to keep you on hold for a minute. Hold on. All right. Sue's on the roof, Anthony. Let's go to Bob. Bob, what's up?
Hey, can't you guys abort the mission and head over to an undisclosed location, another mall?
Well, no. The fun of this is to have our listeners help the homeless.
Right.
You know, we only gave you guys like a 10-minute head start.
That's 10 minutes too much, my friend.
Yeah, that's what we're starting to figure out. But all right, thank you, Bob.
All right, bye-bye.
Let me go to Ed. Ed, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. Ed's inside the mall.
You're in the mall, Ed?
Yeah, listen, I just walked outside the door. There's security's not that high at all. The mall looks normal. Nobody has a clue.
Okay. There you go.
Of course.
I think people are trying to
panic. I just walked out by Sam Goody, and there's nothing going on here. There's a couple of cops walking around, but nothing extraordinary.
See, people are trying to freak us out.
Yeah, I did see a helicopter when I came in, but I think that was just passing by.
Coincidence. Right.
Let me go back to Rick. Thank you, Ed. Let's talk to Rick on the bus. Rick, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hey.
We're just coming, we're just hitting like every light, it seems, before we get to the mall, but we're coming up fast.
A lot of people following the bus at this point?
Yeah, we've had plenty of idiots almost sideswipe us and then drive themselves into a tree, which is always a nice treat, but it seems to have calmed down right now since we hit some traffic and some lights.
All right, hold on, so, I'm going to check in with Ben, hold on. All right, so they're stuck in traffic, Anthony, and some lights there. Ben, what's up?
That
phone sucks.
Yeah, Ben, your phone blows.
Ron's checking and saying, I was at the Lincoln Tunnel and saw them pulling back the National Guardsmen, putting them on Humvees, and heading to Long Island. And there are reports that NORAD is scrambling fighters to head to the mall. People, stop it.
Roosevelt Field Mall on Long Island. Rick, what's up?
Hey, what's happening, guys? We're just stuck in a little bit of traffic just before the mall. The holiday shoppers and probably a good portion of our listeners are tying up things to try and get there.
Yeah, okay.
Did you want me to go through who's got what homeless guy or whatever?
No, that's all right.
All right.
You know what, Rick? Hold on. Someone's going to pick you up. And as soon as you see the mall, we're going to go right back to you, all right?
No problem.
Aaron, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
On my way to the mall right now, about 2 blocks away. I just want you guys to know, cops on horseback is totally normal at the mall.
Totally normal.
Totally normal. That's nothing like out of the ordinary.
We promise we're going to behave, right, Anthony?
Right.
That's a good thing.
I hope not.
Look, there's nothing anyone can do. It's just a shopping trip. And people that try to scare us are being very silly.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Dude, let me tell you.
Psycho Mark, what's up?
Hey, what's up? These guys are so excited to go shopping. They want more beer before they want to go shopping, though. They want an extra road trip, so to speak.
Yeah, they want one more beer, Anthony, before they leave the bus.
Oh, well, should we give it to them?
It's up to them at this point.
I was just told we don't have any more beer. We're going to have to pick them up.
Yeah, sure. I saw at least the case.
That old gang. Don't tell them, man.
How close are you right now?
We're real, real close.
Yeah.
And we're going to get right in the mall. What are you kidding me? What are they going to do to us? Please, come on. We're just having fun.
Of course.
You know, this is America. People forget about that. We live in America. You know, just because a couple smelly people are on a bus and they're drunk, who cares?
All right. Are you guys stuck in traffic? Because someone is reporting there's an accident just past the mall.
Yeah, this traffic is brutal. I mean, it's crawling along. We're right here on old country road.
That's where the cops and helicopters are.
All right, hold on a second.
Sure.
Yeah, because Dennis has got some good info here. Dennis, what's up?
Hey, what's up there, boys?
Hey.
Yeah, I've been sitting here at a certain entrance of the mall, and when everybody was saying cops were running, there was an ambulance and everything that went down the opposite way down Old Country Road, and that was that.
Ah, okay.
Horseback, true. Helicopter circling overhead, true, but now it disappeared. and is about 30 to 40 people jockeying for position to try and follow this bus.
Oh, really?
It is effing hysterical. People are sitting up. They're tailgating. I'm waiting to see a hibachi out here.
Well, this is it's quite an event when the homeless bus actually pulls up. It's such a sight to behold. All the fans there.
It's quite
exciting.
You're
going to be hearing honking and screaming like Ozzy just walked in.
Nice.
Well, he did. His name is Ziggy this week.
Ozzy. All right. Dennis, thank you.
No problem, brothers.
That is the deal right there. We got to the bottom of where the cops were going, Anthony. Sue on the roof. Sue?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
You know, I don't see the bus yet, but you know what's funny? There's a big office building next to the mall, and the number is 666.
Oh,
and
yeah?
Blowing overhead, waiting for the bus to come.
Of course.
But I'm looking forward to meeting Ziggy, personally. Maybe we'll sing a duet. You know, I'll definitely catch up with the gang later.
Are you going to check him out?
Oh, absolutely.
Ziggy?
Absolutely. We're going to go put on makeup.
Yeah, Ziggy's the man, but you got to check out Tippy Tom and Rock and Roll Tom.
Oh, boy.
Okay, there's a bunch of guys here cheering and shouting with me on the roof now.
Great.
It's a beautiful night, and, you know, we're really excited. I'm glad you chose Roosevelt Field.
Yeah, give them a great welcome when they pull up.
I will.
All right. Thank you, Sue.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Let's go back to...
Wait, quickly, Matt from Bay Ridge says, I learned that Norton will bang hookers without a condom, but won't touch the hold-on bar in the bathroom. Of a bus. What? Psycho.
They want more beer.
We want more beer.
It's the excitement is building. They all have their t-shirts on and they're all numbered.
Yeah, there are
1, 17, 3, 4.
They have homeless shopping spree t-shirts that were made up and they're all numbered so we can keep track of them without the personalization of a name or something. We just gave them numbers.
Might I remind anyone who's going to be showing up at the mall, feel free to buy plenty of gifts for these guys and donations. And
of course, you just buy them a pair of sneakers.
Oh, feel free to need shoes and coats and all that stuff.
We need shoes.
They need beer.
They could care less about the cold.
They want beer. That's why they're on the street. They'd rather buy beer.
We should have got the kid leashes, Anthony. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you know, you ever go through the stores and you see the mother and she's got a kid on a leash with this big chest harness? Imagine if we had 10 of those leading the homeless around on leashes.
Can we even see the mall at this point?
Yeah, how close?
Can we see the mall, Dirk? No, this friggin' traffic's impossible. Long Island sucks. I can't even do a cack-cack-cack. I got laryngitis.
All right, hold on. Big Dog from Seaford saying, you guys should know the homeless probably won't even get noticed at that mall. You're in Hempstead. No, the neighborhood is one thing. That mall is a garden spot. That mall has been redone. There are some very upper-class stores there. And believe
Brothers.
It. Yeah, it's very nice.
Tim, what's up?
Yeah, I'm just was making a comment that this convoy is incredibly impressive. You do have people sort of driving people off into the bushes just to keep up. And they're about a mile away. You guys are like almost home free.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate. Yesterday, Brooks Brothers had a 30% off sale. You guys could have really racked up.
They could have helped out on the homeless if they wanted to buy a suit.
I just passed the Coral Limousine. I'm right next to them right now. And these guys are raring to go, man. Good luck.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, Tim.
Happy holidays, guys.
You too.
All right. Well, this is the longest mile. Jay saying that they have numbers on. Put me down for Buttered Roll, Tippy Tom, and Ziggy for the trifecta.
I should play those numbers for the hell of it.
Play their numbers. Carlos, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Listen, I just I took a little walk through the mall just now. There is a ton of undercover here. The entire mall is freaking out.
Oh.
Are you guys coming here?
You know, I don't know. I don't know what to
believe. They called out the reserves here, man.
Yeah.
You can't buy advertising like this today.
Of course.
Talking about how nice the mall is and how they redid it.
Yeah.
I just want to say you guys are doing a great job, man.
All right, Carlos. Thank you.
Great radio.
Cool. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
But they're killing us. They're stuck in traffic.
I know. We want them to be there. Get to the mall.
Doc, what's up?
What's up, boys?
Hey,
dude, I'm sitting at the west entrance right now. There's nobody here. There's a Salvation Army Santa who looks homeless himself. It's like a family of 18 Indians all wandering around. Nobody. There's nobody here. Cops my ass.
All right, good. Good to hear. Thank you.
And just a comfort for Mary. She's going to be a figment in Blue's mind because there's a lot of fine Jap mommies out tonight, man.
All right.
I'm going to go listen to myself. Pools. Later.
Pool. There he goes. Psycho Mark.
Can I tell you one thing? There's one guy in a van that's been following us the whole time.
Cool.
We turned off at the LIE. He kept going straight. Stopped, backed up, pulled the total hip, and he goes over the curb, comes around, keeps following us, goes over the bushes. What a nut.
Well, he's got to be involved.
Totally involved. Fully involved. Dougie F is his license plate. What a moron.
Look at this. Brian, who works at Chili's. I believe in the mall.
Hold on a second. Let me go to Brian on line 10 here. Brian, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show. What's up?
How you doing?
All right.
I'm with Chili's Restaurant. We got a restaurant there on Old Country Road.
Oh, you're not in the mall, though?
No, it's on the outskirts of the mall.
It's hard enough to get these guys in one spot.
Yeah,
we got to get him to the mall. But thanks for the offer. He was going to give him free food, Anthony.
Free food, see?
Psycho Mark, where's Rick or Ben or Jim Norton?
They're up front in the bus, and they're sort of mellowed out at the moment. They're sort of just patiently awaiting the arrival here, because this is really torture.
I know, we're kind of in a holding pattern.
I can see them all. I mean, I can see all the goddamn stores from here, but we're real close. We're going to be pulling in any minute. Here we are right now.
All right, hold on. I'm going right to Rick because Rick's saying the mall's coming up. Rick knows Long Island a little more than Psycho Mark. Rick, what's up?
Guys, we are now about to enter. What the hell is...
Stop it!
What are you stopping for, you ass? We're about to pull into the main entrance of the, where are we going? Roosevelt Field Mall. And this idiot just stops for no reason.
Probably a fan. All right, so what's up?
But here we go. We're making the right.
Okay, the turn
there
in.
The beautiful, there it is. Look at everybody. Look at them all.
Ooh. Hey, Rick, where are you in the mall? Because the place is huge.
And we are being met by the Nassau County Police Department. Go straight. He's got his lights flashing. He's just sitting there, and he's following us. We're going to make a left up here.
Hey, Rick, what part of the mall are you at? Because the place is huge.
We are at the main entrance. There's a lot of people flashing lights at us. There is a group of cars. Yeah, we're going to make a left. A group of cars on our left who have just gathered in mass. It's like they've been tailgating in the parking lot waiting for the bus to arrive.
We heard that from someone else.
It's incredible.
All right, good.
Steve, let's get video of these guys over here on the left.
Look at him. What's going on with the cop?
All right, I don't know. He got out, he pulled off the side and is following us, but hasn't done anything. He hasn't turned on his siren at all.
Well, he's just giving him a little escort.
Yeah, we haven't done anything wrong yet.
It almost looks like the submarine races in the 50s.
Did I say yet?
I know. I'm waiting for that low volume. We're in the bus.
Guys, there's a police horse thing here, too.
Yeah.
Police trucks and a horse, too.
Well, we're hearing that's normal, Rick.
Yeah.
Some of our
No, it's not. I shop at this place. I've never seen that before.
No, our listeners have said that's very normal.
God damn, Rick.
I love just hearing his voice on the phone from a bus because it sounds exactly like it did last year.
Guys, if something gets ugly, I'm out of here. I don't care. That's right.
Rick's going to go back to his roots as a Puerto Rican and run.
Exactly.
Run.
All right, we're going to...
Okay.
Keep going this way.
I'm curious. I want to know if Norton's freaking out or not.
Yeah, Norton's got to be nervous about the cop cars being on a bus.
See that car over there? Hit me a right lane.
We do suck.
Right
we're never out there. We're in the comfort of
right
Das
here.
Bunker
yeah,
here
right
at the
here.
Studio.
Turn right here. And here we come. We're passing Nordstrom on our right. Yeah, right here. Right here.
Rick, hold on a second. I'll go right back to you in a second. They're trying to figure out where to park. But Sergeant...
Klein?
What's up? Sergeant Klein.
Yes, how you doing, Opie and Anthony?
All right, what's up?
Hey, long-time listener, listen, I want to give you fair warning that there is a cop car waiting for you. It's undercover. As soon as that vehicle comes to a complete stop, it will be searched for open containers of alcohol.
Yeah.
Okay, so just fair warning. I'm giving you fair warning, gentlemen.
All right, thank you, Sergeant Klein. Let me go back to Rick.
Rick. Rick.
All right, guys, we are now pulling up in front of Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar.
Rick, Rick.
We're going to be disembarking our bus and entering the mall.
Rick. Rick. Rick.
Yeah.
Get rid of the empties.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. Stop, stop. Listen, wait. Listen. It's like a mad rush. Now,
Rick.
Right? Yo.
Just make sure the empties are in some kind of a bag. Just make sure the empties aren't just laying out.
I'm all over it, dude.
All right.
All right. We're disembarking the bus.
What empties, Anthony? The homeless weren't really drinking.
You're allowed to have empties in a vehicle. It's just how they are.
That's right.
You know, you got to bring your empties back to the store for a deposit with your car. You just can't have them sitting on your passenger seat half full or between your legs still cold.
That's how it worked. Why is Rick very quiet? Rick?
We've had one of the police cars pull up. We're having our head of security go and talk to them.
This is exactly what the guy said was going to happen. Rick, Rick.
Yeah.
Say it for us.
This is legal, isn't it?
Oh.
All right, so our security...
We literally have a caravan of cars following us. This is incredible.
This is great. We're doing such good.
Hey, Rick, at this point, I think everyone should start the chant, let the homeless shop.
Well, only if there's some kind of problem.
People are stuck... Because we just announced it seconds ago as to what entrance we're using, and this place has a lot of entrances, people are now running towards us.
Oh, great.
Hey, the Beatles have made it to the mall.
I'm going
to
get off the phone.
This is legal, isn't it?
No, Rick, you can't get off the phone.
All right.
Pull the bus up. We got to pull the bus up.
Yeah, we're trying to work everything out with the law enforcement officials here.
All right.
Pull stop, Rick. How are you?
No, I'm still not jailed yet.
They're beeping like crazy, Anthony. Rick, why don't you give the phone to Ben and you can check it out, make sure everything's okay up there.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What's up?
Ben.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Dude, it's total pandemonium. You should have seen, as we pulled in, lights flashing up a storm. Everyone was waiting in the front of the mall. Now the caravan has continued, and they're all parking. People are just throwing their cars all over the place. Total madness. People with cameras, dudes just cheering. Here's the maniac. This guy's a sicko. This guy, Dougie F, almost smashed into the bus like three times. It's total pandemonium. This is great. This is totally nuts, and we're working everything out. We're about to enter the mall.
Very good.
Great crowd here.
People are suggesting Voss get out and do his act because that guy can't get arrested.
Dude, let me just tell you one other thing about Jim Norton. I heard the stories about Norton on the cab ride to breakfast when we were up in Boston.
Yeah.
He was going nuts. God damn it. Who planned this? Why did it take 2 hours? God damn it. Pull over. Stop at this. What the hell? Dude, he is going bananas.
He gets stir crazy.
No, bananas. Yeah. Dude, me and Voss were just laughing our ass off. I said to Norton, he should put out a tape of him just in a bus.
Losing his mind.
Nuts. So here's Voss right now. Here's Voss.
Voss.
What's happening?
Voss, hold on for 1 second. Let me go to Jay. Jay, what's up?
Yeah, I got everything on here on the scanner. The cars are coming for you.
More cars are coming to the mall?
Police cars.
Oh, why is that?
From the accident on Old Country Road. They're being sent over there.
Why is that?
A couple of police cars switching up to the supervisor's frequency, too.
They're making sure everything stays organized.
And I don't blame them.
That's all. There's a lot of people there, so they're just keeping everything organized. So, they're sending more cars.
It's pandemonium out here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's up, boss?
It's unbelievable. I'm going right now straight to Bed Bath & Beyond and buying some soap. This is unbelievable. Look at all the people. They all got cameras. It's unbelievable. I think the homeless are scared to come out of the cage.
Well, are we allowed to leave the bus? That's
why are we doing this at 5:30? All of this should have been finished. They're putting shirts on these bums. Thank you. Nice rack. Are you guys on? I can't even hear you.
Yes, we're hearing you, Norm.
Dude, if you ever try to book something this far away from the city again, I will firebomb the studio. Bora Bora would have been easier to get to. I am tired.
Big Kev,
homeless.
They're chanting homeless. They're beeping horns. Boy, for 15 or 20 minutes notice, they got quite the crowd there.
Yeah, but, it's incredible.
Yeah, but no one listens to us anymore, Anthony.
Who's on the phone?
Let the homeless shop.
Let the homeless shop.
Oh,
and then we
lost
the phone, but Psycho Mark is on another phone.
Yeah, right here.
How's it going, Mark?
Good. It's unreal. Everyone's chanting, let the homeless shop. It's a beautiful thing. It's just people everywhere. The cops are very happy. They all have smiles on their faces. Everything's nice, nice.
Everything's going well, though?
Everything is nicey nice. I think we're going to have a fantastic time. And you can hear them chant. Here we go. How can you deny these wonderful people the opportunity to buy good things?
Right. That's got a lot of
Mark. What a nut.
Ben! Oh, my. Ben! Ben, no one can hear us, Opie.
It's nuts. Hundreds of people here. I don't know if you guys can even hear me, but
yeah.
It's nuts. Absolutely pandemonium here. We're about to unload the bus and into the mall, and total crazy crowd. Huge crowd.
Nice.
Great.
And Rich Voss is trying to sell a CD.
Let me go to Rick.
Hey, Rick. Rick.
Guys.
What's up, Rick?
We are just about ready to announce and let the crowd meet the homeless.
Oh, great.
This is always good.
Personal introduction portion.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
We're ready.
Thank you. All right. Hey, guys, you guys ready to meet the homeless? Let's hear it for Big Blue.
They're rock stars.
Thank you for Jimmy Cole. Andre
didn't really get that much of an ovation.
Uh-oh.
Saving the best for last.
Everybody,
the Ringo of the band.
They like fun and roll.
It's Ziggy!
Oh, yeah. That's it. Like Robert Plant just hit the stage.
Tippy Tom!
Tippy Tom! Tom! And they're still chanting Ziggy.
Tippy Tom!
They're goddamn rock stars.
Big Ed!
They don't like Big Ed that much.
Everybody, Youngblood!
Youngblood! Youngblood. They don't know
Youngblood. And here it is, too! All right, guys, we are ready to go shopping.
All right.
Thank God.
Hey, you guys ready to go shopping?
Yeah, there they go.
Here we go.
Where's my man? Frank saying Rick should have done his Bob Shepard impression.
Now shopping number one, Ziggy.
Rick's a fag. The Rick's a fag chant, always a favorite whenever Rick's out.
Ben, what's up?
Guys, I've never smelled more B.O. as being in the crowd surrounded by these 10 guys ever.
Body
it
odor.
Is the worst I've ever smelled. We're into the mall here. We're just getting our crews together. And
yeah.
We're going to head in. We're right by Houlihan's.
Okay.
And heading into the mall. You should see it, dude. There's a walkway up above, like 20 feet above us, and it's just filled with people looking down at the madness. Totally nuts. Ziggy, of course, huge crowd saver. The amount of photos we take of Ziggy is unbelievable.
They love Ziggy. Ziggy looks like something out of the new Lord of the Rings movie, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Some kind of hobbit-like troll thing in a down jacket.
All right, guys, we're heading into the mall. Call you back a little bit.
All right, thank you, Ben.
Bye.
Wow, what a
greeting that they got from the people at Roosevelt Field Mall.
Wonderful. I think they all hung up.
Yeah, okay. They all hung up. They're going to go inside, and we're going to get a report on them.
Hello, Marion?
That's me.
Hi.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's
I'm
up, Marion?
I'm walking in with the masses now. There are parents with children terrified. You have You can't even imagine. I mean, you're talking the snootiest. I mean, all right, Short Hills is very snooty, but this is like the snooty capital of Long Island.
Yeah.
Horrified. People are pushing their cars. They're not even putting them in. They're throwing the kids in the car and pushing them out of the car.
Sorry, get out of the way. Oh, my God.
Anyway, I'm here. I'm going to look for Ben, and I'm going to buy somebody some sneakers.
Oh, there you go. Man. That's cool.
Of course. Why not? It's the Christmas spirit.
All right.
Thanks,
man.
You guys rock. Have a great, great show. Wait. Something's going on.
Uh-oh. Wait, let me go to Psycho Mark, because I think it has something to do with him. Psycho Mark.
Mark.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Tommy to put a cigarette out before we get in the mall here. We're just entering the mall now, and it's pandemonium. It's unbelievable. We've got, like, it's just like a swarm of people. It's just a thing of beauty.
That's fantastic. Here's Rick on the phone. Rick, what's up?
All right, Big Blue has already found the cup and is asking for change.
Come on, Blue,
keep walking. Get rid of the cup.
He can't panhandle.
Right?
It's like what he does. He can't panhandle.
He's getting $100.
Oh, look at that. As they make their way in, the people applauding.
Oh, my God. Wow. As you can hear, we're walking through the mall to cheers. There are people everywhere.
They seem to really like the homeless shopping spree. Unbelievable.
As you can hear, Blue's in the house.
Yes, yes.
They are walking around like rock stars, these guys.
Let me go back to Marion, because she was like, uh-oh. Marion.
Oh, my God. We just walked past the children. You were talking about having them do the portraits.
Yeah.
So we just walked past the Picture People store, and there's like a bunch of kids and parents holding their children so tight that half of the kids' faces are red from lack of oxygen. You cannot believe what's going on in here. This is so cool.
Oh, that's great.
This is so cool. You guys, go talk to somebody else, because I'm going to lose you as soon as the screaming starts again.
All right. There goes Mary.
Oh, what a shame. I wanted to hear. Is that a Long Island accent?
Did I detect a hint of it?
A little bit.
I am going to buy some sneakers for somebody.
A little bit.
Psycho Mark, what's up?
Guys.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
All Tommy wants to do is go to the bar. He wants to spend all his money right in the bar.
In the bar? Well, who are we to tell him what he can and can't do?
I said, let's head to the bar.
There's a bar right when they walk in. Great.
We're making a beeline for the bar. Tommy's getting inside a big bath. Unbelievable. There's a bath on display here. And he's just jumped in a tub.
He's jumping into displays?
Tommy, drunken old Tommy just jumped in this big tub display, and it's right here on display in the middle of the
wall. What display?
A big tub.
A tub.
I don't think you've seen a tub since 1914. So we're looking for the bar. We're heading towards Macy's right now. It's sort of like a huge conglomerate. Everyone's hanging out together.
Right.
And walking around. You know, we're going to pretend on splitting up into groups. I don't think that's going to happen.
No, you guys got to make sure you hit all the great spots. We need someone at the perfume place, maybe a cosmetics thing. Maybe go over to Macy's or where they do the portraits for children.
Hey,
and have little Ziggy holding a toy.
You know, this is really a nice mall. They really did do it.
Oh,
nice
yeah.
Job.
It's beautiful there. We told you.
I think they should hit the crapper first, at least, because it's so nice. I don't think they've been in the bathroom for that long. It's nice.
Oh, it's probably like going to a hotel room for them. Just the bathroom.
There's chanting going on somewhere. There's hundreds of people showing up left and right. Everyone's going into... I don't know. We're just being pointed by security now.
Well, what?
This could get ugly real quick.
Oh, no.
You know how this starts. Oh, wait a minute. They're going into Guess. Oh, look at this. It looks like a mob of them are going in the Guess store.
All right.
Oh, they're going into Guess?
I think. It looks that way right now. They're outside the door, but no, they've locked the door out.
What?
I don't think they're letting them in. Oh, no, they're not letting them in. Oh, that's good, because we won't have to start chanting a-hole.
All right, hold on. Rick is at the first store. Thank you, Mark. Let's go to Rick. Rick?
Hey, guys, what's happening? We are in our first store. It's an extra large. We're in Guess.
You're in Guess.
We're in Guess.
Okay.
And Blue has grabbed himself a nice blue sweater.
Yeah.
Blue, you want to try that on? Pop it on.
Oh,
I don't think he wants to try it on. He just wants to...
Dude, he gets his clothes out of dumpsters. And I don't think he cares about the fit.
Yeah, baby.
I've never heard shopping like this in my life.
Yeah, baby. It's a little tough to hear you guys right now, but he's just putting his hands on every piece of clothing he has his hands on.
God, ugh.
Between the spit flying out of his mouth and the crap on his hands.
Well, is he going to make a purchase?
Hey, Blue, you want to get that sweater?
Yeah.
You
want to
get it?
All
right, let's go buy you a sweater.
There we go. There we go. Shopping. Our homeless are shopping, goddammit.
You want some jeans, too?
Oh, he wants some jeans. He's going to look dapper.
What kind of jeans you got?
Make sure
he
fits you right.
No, Rick, what's happening?
No,
don't take his pants off there. Just the fact that Rick has to yell, no, don't take your pants off in the store. There are dressing rooms for that.
All right, you want this?
I'm ready.
All right. Hello, we have a sales associate.
He's all liquored up.
I can't hear you guys right now because he's freaking out over the selection of jeans.
Oh, he likes a lot of jeans, huh? That's great. All right, we'll let him look at the jeans. Let's check in with Rich Voss. Voss!
Hey, I got one. My guy's buying one of the guys is buying a CD radio right now.
Yeah.
In the store here.
Yeah.
He's arguing over price and stuff, so I like the guy.
There's no arguing over price at the mall?
He's with me. We're talking him down.
Is he on the streets of Bangladesh or something?
I know. Give us a deal or we'll start bleeding. The mall, it's unbelievable, this place here.
Yeah, a lot of support.
Yeah, they're all looking over the balconies and stuff. This is great. I should be able to pick up a lot of hot girls with these two guys with me.
It's a freak show.
I know, it is a freak show.
All right,
I gotta go back in and help him purchase.
All right. Voss, well, we've had somebody buying clothes, and now Voss is with someone buying stereo equipment.
Yeah.
Rick.
Wait.
I hear cursing in the background.
Hold on, I think you cursed.
Rick, hey, are you there, Rick?
Rick.
Yes, Rick.
He Blue is freaking out yet again. He thought the sale for the homeless was bull, and he started freaking out. But no, you can buy this sweatshirt. This is yours.
He started freaking out because he thought it was still...
Come on, let's go pay for it. You want to go pay for it? Come on.
We're
trying to buy you some clothes. You want those? You want this?
He can't even understand someone trying to buy him something. How sad is that?
All right, we'll come this way. We're going up to the cash register.
Oh, man. Jester says, Rich Voss and a homeless guy chewing down the price of a radio. That's great. Joe, what's up?
Joe, yeah, I'm inside a guest right now. They're going absolutely nuts.
Yeah.
There's like security and Nassau PD and everybody in here right now.
Is everybody having a good time, though?
Yeah, everybody has smiles on their face. For security, security's kind of annoyed, but
yeah. You know. I bet. They don't have to do anything during the day. This is something
exactly.
extra.
I just would like hate to imagine like the people who came here to go Christmas shopping.
Well, you know something, homeless are people too, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Joe.
All right, we probably should take a break here, huh?
We'll take a break and continue with the homeless shopping spree. Rick, what's up?
Yeah, we are at the cash register. Blue. A very nice jean combo.
A sweater jeans combo.
Yes.
Give this to her, all right, Lee?
That's $100 bill. No, Blue, you gotta get other cash. Look at that.
What did he do, Rick?
We gave him $100 and he tried to put it in his pocket and walk away.
He's just stealing it. Wait a He's like, oh, I didn't know this was gonna cost me. How much was his purchase, Rick?
His purchase came out $9.
About what?
$9.
Probably.
Yeah, $9. Blue, you got some good stuff.
You got some good gear, kid.
Close to $100, I think.
Was it?
He's going to be looking good for about a week until somebody beats him and steals it.
Beats him up and steals it from him. All right, Rick, thank you.
You got it.
We're going to take a quick break, all right?
All right. All right, there goes Rick. Let me just make sure Mark's not on the line. Psycho Mark?
Just
dude, we finally made it to a bar. We're sitting here at a bar. We broke away from the entire crowd.
Leave it to Mark. He's going to get these guys drunk and get into trouble. I know you, Mark.
It's their day. They wanted to go right to the bar room. So what are you going to do? It's Christmas.
Mark, I got to ask you something. What was more horrific to look at, the homeless or the Ground Zero cam you were manning during the disaster?
Definitely the homeless. And the smell is worse, too.
Oh, hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Who do you have at the bar?
Oh, I don't know. Sonny, what are you drinking?
No. What do you have? Who do you have?
Who do you have?
Tommy's drinking two shots of Absolute straight up.
Who do you have? Tommy?
I got Tommy and
Rock Roll Tommy.
Andre. I got Tommy and Andre. Andre, what are you drinking tonight? Hennessy. He's doing a Hennessy, and we're doing a double.
They got money. They're at a bar. These guys never get to sit at bars and drink Hennessy. Some guys are buying clothes. It's so weird to watch. Some guys figure they're getting the clothing. Other guys want the stereo equipment.
Right now, he's starting to shake real bad.
Tommy and Andre are spending their money on high-grade booze.
Why not? It's America. Again, it's Christmas. I love it.
All right, Mark, don't get him too trashed until we're ready to leave.
We've got to be drunk to shop. Come on. This is fun.
All right, Mark. Thank you.
See you guys.
Bye. All right.
Leave it to Mark, that bastard.
We should take a break.
All right.
Norton is just horrified. I don't even think he wants to be a part of this
anymore.
I know.
We haven't heard from him. I don't know.
All right. You're listening to the Homeless Shopping Spree 2 on the Opie and Anthony Show.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I'm working Burger King, making flavor whoppers. I'm a paper hat. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't buffer fries and hot fat, it really hurt bad and so do skin grab. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I'm Wicked Burger King making flavor whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. Ding by the dun.
Anthony Show. New York, Dallas, Chicago, Philly, Cleveland, Columbus, Sacramento, San Francisco. The Empire is spreading.
Conquerors, you bastards!
What up, dope?
The only morning show covering New York sports with a psychotic passion.
What?
Sports guys.
1027 WNEW.
Enter password.
Value, selection, excitement. Value, selection, excitement.
I gotta go.
You've seen Toyotathons before, but never a Toyotathon like this. With 0% APR on four of Toyota's most popular models, Corolla, 4Runner, Tundra, and Sienna. 0% APR. 0% APR that can save you into the thousands just on financing alone. On top of a great Toyotathon deal. And it's so easy. Just qualify as a Tier 1 or 2 customer through Toyota Financial Services. Take retail delivery by 1-702. 0% interest on any Corolla, any 4Runner, any Tundra, any Sienna. It's the most interesting Toyotathon ever.
Value, selection, excitement. Value, selection, excitement.
Toyotathon 02. Password, value.
Toyotathon 02 is on. Right now, get 0% financing on some of Toyota's most popular models. Get the feeling, Toyota.
Anthony, we're talking about Dish Satellite Systems, right?
Dish Network Satellite TV and Digital Satellite Service are here to help you out with the digital home plan. You get Dish Network's most popular programming package, more than 100 all-digital channels, just $40.99 a month. No equipment to buy. The standard professional installation is free. You get the convenient in-home service plan for the best of all. You also get two satellite receivers, allowing your family to watch TV from different TVs at the same time, so you don't even have to be with your own family members. That's nice.
and the $49.99 activation fee includes your first month of all subscription programming ordered. So say no to cable rate hikes and say yes to Dish Network. Call Digital Satellite Service. 1-866-4-DSSI. That's 1-866-4-DSSI. Offer ends January 31st, 2002. 12-month commitment and valid major credit card required. It's Dish Network Satellite TV.
This segment of Opie and Anthony is brought to you by Dentoys.com. Log on to Dentoys.com right now to find out how you could win an Xbox. No purchase necessary.
Cellport, wake up.
Yes.
Speed dial office.
Dialing. And while I'm dialing, may I say, SSL port 3000, with voice command, what a pleasure it is to serve you, Bob. Transforming your cell phone into a hands-free device while you drive, dialing your numbers for you, watching you keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Right, Bob?
Okay.
That's right, Bob. Of course, if I catch you driving like a crazy man, cutting off little old ladies, or ticking off truck drivers, I will speed dial your mother.
My mother?
Just kidding, Bob. A little voice chip humor.
Phew.
Compliments of the only hands-free system for the car that works with most any cell phone you own today, or that new one you get tomorrow. Your loyal Cellport 3000 at your voice command.
Ask for the Cellport 3000 at Circuit City, Best Buy, and Pep Boys, or go to Cellport.com for retailers near you.
New York in winter, you know how cold it gets. And if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now is a great time to replace them with custom-fit windows from Sears Home Central. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-954-9191. Call now and save 15% on select styles. Sears double-paned, extra-strength windows have insulated frames. This combination may help reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-954-9191 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends December 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another winter without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now, 1-800-954-9191.
Family waiting to see you this holiday season? Well, before you head off, see your neighborhood Jeep dealer first. Because now, for a limited time, get 7-year, 100,000-mile powertrain protection on every new 2001 or 2002 Grand Cherokee. And get 0% APR financing on select 2002 Jeep models. It's our home for the holidays package. 7-year, 100,000-mile protection and 0% financing. Plus now, until January 2nd, get an extra $300 bonus cash allowance on Grand Cherokee. So hurry into your Jeep dealer today. After all, you wouldn't want to keep the family waiting. See dealer for a copy of the limited warranty. Non-transferable, a deductible applies. Offer ends December 31st. Financing for qualified buyers excludes Grand Cherokee Sport and Liberty. Offer ends January 8th, 2002. Cash bonus offer excludes Sport model. Jeep is a registered trademark of Daimler Chrysler.
1027 WNEW. Don and Mike middays.
It's a brisk, sunny morning. You're standing on top of the mountain, and you're ready. You push off. You catch an immediate rush. The view is absolutely beautiful. You're at Hunter Mountain, and you're having the time of your life. Hunter Mountain realizes that now more than ever, family and friends are so important. And what better way to spend time together this winter than skiing and boarding at Hunter Mountain? Hunter Mountain isn't called the snowmaking capital of the world for nothing. Nobody makes snow like Hunter Mountain. With 1,100 snow guns, Hunter Mountain opens early. And when Mother Nature doesn't cooperate, Hunter snowmakers and groomers make up the difference with a super quick recovery. Now's a great time to come home to Hunter Mountain. New York's Hunter Mountain. Call toll free 1-888-HUNTER-MTN. Real. Close. Hunter Mountain.
Are your debts threatening your peace of mind? Here are some danger signs. If you borrow from one credit card to pay off another. If you're maxed out on two or more cards. If you can only afford to make the minimum monthly payment.
But now there's a nonprofit organization that can help you reduce your debt load and get caught up again. It's called Ameridebt. Call them at 1-800-241-6537. Ameridebt can help you reduce your monthly payments as much as 50%. They'll negotiate with your creditors for you, eliminating or reducing your interest rates, and they'll consolidate your bills into one lower monthly payment. Even if you're not a homeowner, even if you're way behind, Ameridebt can help. If you have more than $2,000 in debt, call Ameridebt now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-241-6537. It's completely confidential and there's no obligation. If you've noticed the debt danger signs, or if you're just tired of worrying about your bills, there's help waiting. Call Ameridebt now. 1-800-241-6537.
Oh, joy. Another day in the Penguin House. Penguin Penitentiary is more like it. What are you staring at, kid? You never saw webbed feet before? Why couldn't I have been one of those lucky penguins on the Cool Million game card from the New York Lottery? I'd be giving people the chance to win up to $1 million instantly. I'd be famous. That's right, yours truly, penguin number 379-14Q, appearing on the Cool Million instant game ticket. Autograph seekers, Broadway premieres, the respect of every instant lottery player in the Empire State.
Hey, herring bread. Lunch.
Oh, what a surprise. Fish.
Cool Million, new from the New York Lottery. 12 instant chances to win, over 1.2 million prizes from $20 to $500. Cool Million, just look for the penguins. The lucky penguins.
I heard that.
Attention lottery players. Watch the official televised lottery drawings every night on ABC 7. Tune in tonight and watch the winning numbers as they come up.
Opie and Anthony.
1027 WNEW.
Ah, welcome back to the Opie and Anthony program. Homeless shopping spree 2. Underway. Happening as we speak. So far, it's been very successful.
Yes!
And with that, let's get right back to the phones and talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, what's going on?
Guys, this is unbelievable. I am right now being followed by hundreds of guys. I'm with Ziggy and Tippy Tom. Ziggy is a celebrity. The crowd chants for him. He's taking photos with hot, like, 19-year-old chicks.
Oh, God.
Dude, it's insane. So Victoria's Secret, I want to say F you to the fat twat that wouldn't let us into Victoria's Secret and slam the gates down.
Why but wouldn't they let you shop?
I don't know. I have no idea what the problem was, but we went on and went into a cologne store and sprayed the boys down. Now we're at Bloomingdale's. And Bloomingdale's is meeting everyone with bags, which is very nice.
Oh, they got like little bags for them?
Yeah, they got bags.
Crinkle, crinkle. The homeless need loving too, Anthony. Listen to that. That's a crazy crowd.
That is a madhouse.
All right, thank you. All right, now let's go right to Rick. He can't even hear us. Rick, what's going on? Rick.
Rick, you there?
Rick.
I think we lost.
All right, let's go to.
What's wrong with Norton?
Norton, what's going on?
You all right, Norton?
But yeah, we're looking for the group. This promotions lady has no idea where we're going. She's a little short person. She's like, oh, I think they're over there. We got them jeans at Macy's. We had to go to Macy's real quick and get them jeans because it was $100. Armani closed the doors probably as they should have.
Armani closed the doors.
Anyway.
Have there been the chance of let them shop when these people slammed the doors
was,
down?
As we were walking into Macy's, it was all right, now, where are we going? Okay, they're in Bloomingdale's. All right, good.
All right, yeah.
We're lost.
Head over to Bloomingdale's. Guys, that's where the crowd is. All right, I'm going to check in with you in a second, man. And we got to get back to Ben.
Poor Norton's lost.
Hey, Ben, what's up?
What's up, guys? Hey. Bloomingdale's just gave a bunch of the guys stuff, and the people here are just great. All the listeners. Cigarettes. A huge hit. Tippy Tom got some of us are getting a nice fashionable pair of sunglasses. He's got his deodorant cologne that we bought him.
Thank God.
Well. We're navigating through the mall, too. When I look up right now, I'm looking up. There's a second level on the mall. It's packed with people looking down. Some of which are completely horrified by us. Majority is 18 to 34 men, as you can imagine.
I bet. Going nuts. All right. All right, hold on. I gotta get to Voss. Voss is freaking out. Voss, what's up?
Hey, what's this, Foot Locker? I'm passing the hat around. This guy sneaks. Everybody's foot money.
Look at Boss. He's getting more money.
Yeah, it sounds like he's passing a hat around and our listeners are handing him more money.
Everybody's putting money into the hat to get Snoop some
Buy one, get one free. And my sperm's out of control. I can't get them off my back.
Hey, boss, isn't that the same deal you make with the club owners that you pass the hat around at the end of the night?
Yeah, it's like for me. I'm trying to raise money for me. And, you know, I saw, and the funny thing is, while we're shopping, I saw Norton.
You're breaking up. I'm going to go to Psycho Mark. The action is flying.
Everyone's shopping. Yeah. Psycho Mark, where are you?
We are still in the bar. We brought up a tab close to $120 worth of booze so far.
Wait a minute. You've already had over $120.
Tommy is drinking faster than 10,000 whales in the ocean. He is just putting it down like there's no tomorrow.
And what's his poison?
Everything. He's had Heineken, he's had vodka, he's having Chivas, he's brand marinara.
Chivas and Grand Marnier?
Who cares? Kennedy would be jealous of him. Andre's sitting next to me, he's drinking the whole schmear. Having a great time.
Hey, Mark, how much would you say they have left out of their $100?
Who cares? They're drunk. What do they care? Doesn't matter.
All right, Mark, thank you. It's the feedback coming in. Stewie from Staten Island. The last time Voss wrote his material, Lindbergh was taken off from Roosevelt Field. And UF and Tool from Queens. Somewhere, Lewis Black is laughing.
You know what's so sad is that the two guys that are with Psycho Mark sitting at a bar drinking are missing out on the perks and the things that the listeners are buying for the other guys. Bloomingdale's was great. They came out and gave bags of stuff to some of the homeless guys. And Psycho Mark's two are getting nothing because they're sitting there getting tanked at a bar with Mark. I knew Mark would do this, by the way.
It's okay. Let's go to Rick.
I know it's okay, but the guys are missing out. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, guys. I'm here at EOS Cell Phones.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, Big Ed just got approved and bought a cell phone.
All right, wait a minute.
Come back.
Wait a minute. Big Ed just got approved?
Big Ed somehow just got approved, and he got himself a cell phone, and the guy threw him an extra $50 off because he's with the show.
Look, I'm looking at a picture of Big Ed right now on the website. There's no way he got approved.
You got approved, right, Big Ed?
Yes, I did, thank you.
Who co-signed for him? Rockefeller.
See?
That's classic. All right, Rick, hold on a second. Let me go up to Pete. He's on the second level of the mall looking down. Pete, what's up?
Hey, Opie Anthony, what's up?
Hey.
Dude, this place is insane. There's easily hundreds of people here. Cops all over the place. Everybody just started chanting food court. They're right below the food court right now. Come up to the food court. There are people here with looks on their face like they don't know what to expect. People with strollers walking by. It's hysterical, guys.
Cool.
Hysterical.
Thank you, Pete.
Thanks, all right,
man.
Guys, rule.
All right, bye. Let's go to CJ. He's at Houlihan's in the mall. CJ.
Yeah.
Hey,
what's up, guys?
Make it fast, CJ.
Listen, I'm pulling into the parking lot. It's Murder, Fun, and Parking. I want to get all these guys together at Houlihan's. I'll buy them all a shot.
Oh, hey
maybe right before they leave, because they got to pass right by Houlihan's to get back on the bus. Perhaps they could all go in and do a little Christmas shot.
There you go.
All right, well, I'll be the ass with the leather jacket and the flashlight.
All right, CJ, thank you. We'll look for you. Let's go back to Ben. Ben, what's up?
What's up, guys? Hey. We were on our way to get our photos with Santa Claus, and they took Santa Claus out to sign the whole deal where Santa was sitting. So there'll be no photos with Santa this year.
God damn it.
Oh, my God. That made me really sad.
What's wrong with Santa? Why?
We were able to do it last time.
I don't know. I don't know, but let me tell you, it's totally nuts. I have hundreds of people behind me right now. It was Vicky and Tippy Tom. And we're about to hit Timberland here.
Yeah.
Timberland.
Yeah, which isn't these two guys' probably favorite store, or some like our other homeless guys. But guys, come on in.
Go get some footwear over there at Timberland.
Anthony, I guess Santa only takes pictures with the beautiful people.
Yeah, I guess Santa is a little too self-important to sit down with maybe Ziggy and get a nice little Christmas picture with Ziggy.
Something he would put next to him on the curb on those cold winter nights,
tattered with the corners ripped and crinkling, but faded picture of Ziggy and Santa as he sings Silent Night, as he looks at it and remembers a moment in his life where he was happy and accepted.
But no,
by the
Santa had to leave. 19-year-old chicks taking pictures with him. But no.
You want a pair of these shoes?
All right, they're trying on shoes, Anthony.
Oh, God. Oh, don't they have to take their shoes off to try new ones on?
All right, I'll go back to Ben in a sec. They're getting ready to try on shoes. Rick, what's up?
We are just making a pit stop.
Yeah?
For the guys, because they have to take a leak.
Oh, you're going to the bathroom with them?
Yeah. We're in here. Yeah, there's Blue. They're both taking a leak like regular people, so it's kind of cool.
Hey, Rick, does Blue have a peeler like yourself?
Oh, God.
Opie, I'm not going to get that close, believe it or not. What a surprise, huh?
All right, Rick. Thank you.
Rick, did they look at the urinals and go, what are these things?
Yeah, they almost turned around and, like, started to make themselves a new home in one of the other stalls with the doors on them.
Jesus.
All right.
Well, we'll go back to him.
That's all right.
Rich Voss, you there? I think we lost Voss.
Yeah.
All right. All right, we'll go to Ben, see how the trying of the shoes is
Timberland.
Going. Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys. I want to thank Timberland for being one of the only stores to us and actually letting us in. And Ziggy's looking at shoes, but the shoes, Ziggy's not into buying stuff. He keeps telling me that he doesn't see anything and he just wants a beer. So I don't know.
Maybe he should have been with Mark.
Yeah, we'll hit the bar for a couple cocktails. And
Ben.
Wonder, yes.
Have you heard what Mark is doing with his two?
No, what is Mark doing?
Mark immediately went with, who is it with? Rock and Roll Tommy and Andre.
Andre, yeah.
And are sitting in a bar. They've already gone through $120 in booze.
That's hysterical. What bar are they in? Because we'll head right to the
we'll head. We'll
make $100 go flying there. So.
All right, Ben. Thank you.
We're here. We'll call you back in a bit.
All right, there goes
Poor Ziggy. You know, Ziggy could use a coat. And boots, but he doesn't even know how to shop.
I know. Bill, you're next on the Opie and Anthony show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Did I hear Voss correctly? Could he say he couldn't get sperm off his back?
Yeah. The homeless guy whose name is Sperm, I guess, is all over Voss.
I thought he was going to try and put himself in a washer or something.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
But you're right. Voss did say that and went over our heads. Sheep Lover saying, Rick won't look if the guy's taking a leak, but Mad Max loves the sea.
You bastards are funny. Chris, what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
I just got to tell you. When I was walking in, there was hardly anyone around. And then all of a sudden, I just saw a tidal wave of people.
Really?
I mean, a tidal wave.
See, what mall wouldn't want this?
That's a homeless shock.
What mall wouldn't love something like this?
Exactly.
And some of these stores, some of these hypocritical stores, slamming their grates down on the homeless. Well, not on them, but in front of them, and not letting them shop.
Ziggy wanted to try a cute little number from Victoria's Secret.
Yes, Vicky's shut the gate. What they would have bought in there, I can only imagine. Something that I'm sure within a matter of minutes would be extra crispy.
Look, panties. Could you stink these up for me, miss?
All right, Rick's back on the line. Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey, we are in Brookstone right now because Blue, he got himself a boombox. One of the sales associates is going to show him the stick.
All right, hey, Rick.
Yeah.
You got to get outside the mall, outside the store a little bit, or at least near the entrance. And we'll hear you better.
All right. I'll try and get to a better location.
Oh,
here.
No. That's good. That's good right there. So what is he going to buy here?
He's looking to buy a boombox.
Oh, buy a boombox. So it's an electronics place.
Yeah.
Brookstone.
Sort of Brookstone.
Yeah. All right.
And he's got nuts. Spewing out of his nose, for Christ's sakes.
Snot coming
close.
Out. Greasy fingers smearing shabby clothes. That's great. All right, we'll check in with Rick in a second.
Where do they plug these things in?
Maybe batteries. Who knows? Oh, we found the crowd, Anthony. Joey!
Yeah.
What's up?
They're coming out of Foot Locker now. More security is blocking off everyone from hanging out with them.
Oh, they won't let the people go in the store and shop?
Now we're most in a crowd. But at the bar, it's like a regular Friday night out.
Oh,
and
really?
Those guys look like they belong there.
Yeah, because
I can't hear you guys.
All right, man.
We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Thanks for the help there.
I would think on a Tuesday, that there wouldn't be many people in the mall bar. But now it's like a party in there.
Ben with Ziggy. Ben?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I am on my way to Pat Houlihan's with about 200 people and Ziggy.
Oh, Jesus.
I have a huge crowd behind me, and we're headed towards Houlihan's.
Oh, well, Ben,
So we're going to have a quick cocktail with Rock and Roll Tommy and Mark and that gang, and then head back out to the stores.
Ben, what has Ziggy bought so far?
Dude, he got some socks, deodorant, some cologne, and then the whole bag of Bloomingdale stuff. So, dude, I'm walking by people right now that are horrified in line for something here. They're just looking at me and Ziggy like we have 10 heads.
And the people are booing them.
Yeah, you know, it's Victoria's Secret. They've, once again, I don't know whose crew is over there, but Victoria's Secret slamming down the gate and not letting anyone in.
Let the homer shop, Anthony.
That's Victoria's Secret. Once again,
All right, Ben, thank you. Call us back when you get to the bar, all right?
How much you want to bet Ziggy drinks the cologne?
John, what's going on?
Hey, hello.
Hey, John, what's up?
What's happening?
What's going on? We're outside with Timmy Tom.
Where are you guys?
I don't know what entrance this is. Over near Modell's.
Wait, you're outside the mall?
Yeah, we're outside the mall at Tippy Tommy singing songs and smoking cigarettes.
Why isn't he still in the bar?
I don't know.
Hold on, you're dead.
He wanted to sing.
And where's Psycho Mark?
Hold on, Anthony.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Billy Mack. How are you?
How you doing, Billy?
We're out here with Tippy Tom, and the guy was right. He broke away from Ben, and they're throwing him in the pool.
Wait, what was that?
Tippy Tom had to have a cigarette, and they're throwing money at him like it was yesterday, man. Here. Tippy Tom, sing a song for us, will you? Sing a song for us.
No train game. Okay.
I think you might have heard enough of that.
All right, very good. Thank you, John.
All right, take care.
And Billy Mack, thank you.
Psycho Mark. Psycho.
Hey, Marky.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
All right. What's going on?
Nothing. We're all in three sheets to the wind tonight.
Mark is tanked. Listen to him.
No, we're all tuned up and we're ready to go shopping.
This is how I do my Christmas shopping.
Tommy over here is being a complete amateur. You finish your drink, you faggot. Oh, I'm sorry. There's 12 people in here eating. I apologize. I'm screaming in this nice restaurant. You know?
Now, are you in Houlihan's?
No, we're in this nice. What's the name of this dump? Pollo Cafe.
Boys. Because I think
Penis Cafe is right. It's up the top across from me.
Mark, I think Ben and Ziggy are headed over to Houlihan's to get a drink.
Yeah. Negative. Because Houlihan's is under renovations. We already tried that.
Oh, so they're gonna have to go where you are. Maybe we ought to get Ben on the line and tell him that.
All right. Yeah, tell him that. Well, they'll figure it out either one way or another. But we're and we're going shopping.
All right, there you go. Psycho Mark. Goddamn, Mark's always a treat.
I'm here. We're all tuned up.
I'm hearing there's a carousel at the end of the mall.
Oh, we should all get on the carousel.
On the carousel. And I think this would be a good place to take a break. What do you think, huh?
What a dream day for these homeless guys.
Scott, real fast if you have something. Scott?
Yeah.
Real fast. What's up?
What's going on, man?
Hey, O&A.
Hey.
This is the greatest show ever. This is funnier than the retarded Laverne and Shirley yelling at stars.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that show.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
This is great. It's translating great over the radio. Great job, guys.
Oh, thanks, Scott. All right, wait. I was going to take a break, but Rick is checking in. This is horrific. Rick, yes.
Yeah, hey, guys. We are still in Brookstone. The guys just got off the massage chairs.
Yeah.
And now Blue has decided he's going to sleep on their massage bed here, and he's not moving.
He's just laid down on one of the massage beds.
He's laid down, and he ain't moving.
Goddamn homeless. Uh-oh, I think Boss has a crisis. All right. Hold on.
Thank you, Rick.
All right.
Bye. There goes Rick. Let's go to Voss. Voss, what happened?
I lost sperm. My God. I swear to God, a mom took him somewhere, and I lost my... They were in the Foot Locker. Some lady just flat out bought them boots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The other guy, boots.
Yeah.
And then sperm. I can't find sperm.
You can't find sperm.
Oh, my God.
Like Norton wants to speak to you. Are you guys there?
Norton, what's up, man?
What's up, Norton?
Me? Are we on the air?
Yeah.
Yeah.
me and this loser are standing in the mall, and we've lost 1,000 people and 10 bums. We can't find our gun. All right, there's a man pointing, and there's two chicks, and I want to bang both of them, and one of them bought homeless men. Watch guess it gets this guy's boots, and I got socks. I got my homeless guy socks. Nice, you're going to have something to... I'm sorry, I can't say that on the air.
No.
Hold on. This sucks.
All right, hold
Lady,
on.
Did you see 10 bums with 1,000 people following them? How do you lose bums in a mall? All right, we're going to Brookstone. All right. I'll call you guys back. Oh, here's my guys.
All right.
Goodbye, fellas.
All right, okay.
Oh, jeez.
And we better take a break.
Yeah. It's going quite well.
Did you see 10 bums and 1,000 people?
It is a big mall.
All right.
I am enjoying the hell out of this.
What
today.
A blast.
I can't even talk. Rick.
Oh, Jesus.
Rick.
Hey.
What's up?
Well, actually, it was funny. We came on Tippy Tom, and Blue and Tippy Tom had an emotional reunion. It's the first time they've seen each other since we got to the mall.
An emotional reunion.
So there were screams, there was hugs, and now they're getting handed Wendy's hamburgers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. 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 Everybody's right here.
All right, Rick.
Wendy's being cold to him. That's nice.
We're going to take a break, all right?
All right, cool.
Thank you, Rick.
Bye.
All right, it's a homeless shopping spree, too, on the Opie and Anthony program.
What a great day.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Hey, man, you want to go out and get a beer and burn one or something?
I can't, man. The police, they got my car.
What do you mean the police got your car?
Just what I said. The police got my car.
The police got your car?
You stupid ass. The police, they got my car.
Dude, I can't believe the police got your car.
Ah, shut up, man.
Police got my car. Police got my car. Police got my car while I was driving home from the bar.
Dude, that really sucks.
Police got my car. Police got my car. The police got my car while I was driving drunk from the bar. Son of a bitch, I want my Chevy for Christmas. I want my friggin' 60 Chevy for Christmas. You stupid dick, I want my Chevy for Christmas. So I can go drink at the bar. Son of a bitch, I want my Chevy for Christmas. I want my friggin' 60 Chevy for Christmas. You stupid dick, I want my Chevy for Christmas. So I can go get drunk at the bar. Police got my car. Police got my car. Police got my car while I was driving, getting stoned in South Central.
Dude, that don't rhyme.
Shut up, man. Police got my car. The police got my car.
The police got your car?
Police got my car while I was driving home drunk from the bar.
You got a Dewey, man.
You stupid dick, I want my Chevy for Christmas. I want my friggin' 60 Chevy for Christmas. I told my bitch I'd have my Chevy for Christmas so we could get drunk at the bar. You stupid dick, I want my Chevy for Christmas. I want my friggin' 60 Chevy for Christmas. Son of a bitch, I want my Chevy for Christmas so we could go get drunk at the bar.
Calm down, man.
Ah, shut up, man.
Cupid. The award-winning Opie and Anthony Show.
This has got to be a joke, people.
1027 WNEW's Best of 2001 continues with the best of Don and Mike.
Mariah's having trouble hitting the same notes she used to be able to because of the anti-depression medication that she's on now.
You know what they ought to do is poor Mariah is just do what they do with Mike Tyson. Take her off the medication a couple of days before she has to perform.
There you go.
And then turn her loose.
And she get on stage and bite off Bette Midler's ear.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Middays, 1027 WNEW.
Rascals Comedy Club, America's premier comedy nightclub located in nearby West Orange on Pleasant Valley Way. Your one stop for great food and fun, making people laugh since 1982. Rascals is more than just a comedy club. It's an American adventure celebrating stand-up comedy. Need a cool place to have your corporate party? Then it's Rascals. Need a place for dinner? Then it's Rascals. Looking for the party this New Year's Eve? Then it's definitely Rascals. There's still space available for this New Year's Eve at Rascals, starring Joey Cola with comedy and dancing until 4 a.m. Call now to make your reservation, 973-736-2726. This week at Rascals, catch Mitchell Walters from The Tonight Show and in their Ocean Township location, the one-man band sensation, Brian Scheel. For showtimes and directions, call 973-736-2726. That's 973-736-2726. Or go to www.rascals.net. Rascals Comedy Club, America's premier comedy nightclub.
Anthony Stacker, too, the world's strongest fat burner.
Yeah, holidays. Man, next week, right?
Ooh, you're going to pack on some pounds, ain't ya?
People have been packing on the pounds.
Between Thanksgiving, Christmas, you need the Stacker, too. It's going to help you lose weight, stay trim and thin. Natural appetite suppressants in Stacker 2. Stops cravings for junk food and whatnot, and it gives you the energy to get through the late afternoon brain burnout. Don't let yourself go this winter. No. Stacker 2 curbs the appetite, crushes cravings. Instead of two helpings or something, you're just going to want one. You still eat what you want. You eat less of it. You lose weight. You want to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds? Stacker 2 is going to work for you. Our listeners have proven it works. Log on to their site, stacker2.com, stacker2.com, or call them, 1-800-LIGHTLINE, 1-800-LITELINE, or get Stacker 2 everywhere now, GNC, Rite Aid, Eckerd, CVS, Duane Reade, Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, plenty of other fine stores. Get on that Stacker, Stacker 2.
Now for a limited time, receive a free 16-megabyte SD memory card and a $50 rebate. Offers by mail when you buy a select Panasonic digital camcorder. Check out Best Buy for details.
Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It's still great advice, and now it's a great holiday gift idea. Name a star after someone. For $48 and a call to 800-282-3333, the International Star Registry will send a full-color parchment certificate, sky charts to locate their star, and a fascinating booklet on astronomy. The star name will then be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry now at 800-282-3333. Or visit us at starregistry.com for this ultimate gift idea.
On the next Sports Guy show, Scott Farrell, live, putting the holiday wrap on sports. The Sports Guys.
1027.
The only local sports morning show.
WNEW.
Kawasaki Sports Center in Pompton Plains, New Jersey has a great selection of Kawasaki's for all ages. Kawasaki Sports Center carries a full line of 2002 Kawasaki Ninjas from the Ninja 250 to the ZX12R, including the Ninja ZX6R. Which was named Cycle World's best middleweight sport bike. Kawasaki Sports Center features a full line of Kawasaki ATVs and dirt bikes. They also have an award-winning service department to take care of anything from an oil change to totally customizing your Kawasaki. Kawasaki Sports Center is located at 566 Route 23 North in Pompton Plains, New Jersey, just 5 miles from Routes 80 and 46, 2 miles south from Route 287. Call 973-831-1930. 973-831-1930. Kawasaki Sports Center, where customer satisfaction has been their number one priority for 23 years.
Parents, this Christmas, why not wrap up your child's future with the number one trusted name for teaching kids to read, Hooked on Phonics. I'm Randy Thomas, and just like you, I'm passionate about my child's future in school. Hooked on Phonics is a fun gift that can give your child a lifetime of reading skills. Try it for 2 whole months, and if you aren't absolutely thrilled, you'll receive a full refund for the product price. Order today and receive a $25 discount plus a free gift valued at over $100. Call 888-933-READ. That's 888-933-READ.
Get in gear at the Cycle World 2002 International Motorcycle Show presented by Toyota Trucks this weekend at the Jacob Javits Convention Center. Every new street bike, dirt bike, motocross bike, ATV, and scooter from 12 major manufacturers in one place at one time. Plus, Team Extreme's Tommy Lala will ride his motorcycle up a two-story high waterfall. You'll see the first new Harley in 50 years, the liquid-cooled V-Rod, and Victory's Visteon Bike of the Future. And check out the latest from Castrol, Chatterbox, Dalco Incorporated, Dunlop Motorcycle Tires, and Dynajet Research in the factory. On sale
sale. Helmets, boots, leather jackets, motocross gear, and more. Discount coupons now at participating dealers. Or you can buy a special Show Ferry combination ticket at the New York Waterways Weehawken Terminal on Show Day. For information, call 1-800-53-FERRY. The Cycle World 2002 International Motorcycle Show, presented by Toyota Trucks, this Friday from noon to 10 p.m., Saturday 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday 10 to 6, Jacob Javits Convention Center. Plus, stay for more fun Saturday night with the Marshall Tucker Band and Jackie the Joke Man Martling only at the Javits. Get your concert tickets now at Ticketmaster.
Bull markets can come and they can go. In these economic times, how do you keep your money growing safely? By investing in high-yielding CDs and money market accounts from E-Trade Bank. Call 1-888-968-8855. E-Trade Bank's CD yields have consistently paid higher rates than most branch banks. Their money market accounts have consistently yielded double the national average. And these high-yield accounts are all insured up to $100,000 by the FDIC. So how do they do it? E-Trade Bank does business by phone and internet rather than through costly branches. This keeps their expenses low and their interest rates high. So keep your money growing even when the market is in flux. Call E-Trade Bank now for a free rate comparison and information kit. 1-888-968-8855. It's your money, so make the most of it. Call E-Trade Bank, a wholly owned subsidiary of E-Trade Group Incorporated. Member FDIC. 1-888-968-8855.
Rockaway Bedding wants to know what your bed's like.
My mattress has got a big gully in the middle and a just roll from one side to the other.
My mattress, it's a little too lumpy.
Lumpy's not good?
No, lumpy's not so good.
I thought it was a great bed when we bought it, but it isn't.
What's your bed like?
It's very lonely.
Okay.
The mattress has a rough edge to it, and when I hit that, it kind of wakes me up.
If you'll be needing a new mattress soon, come to Rockaway Bedding now, where you'll get the year's lowest prices on all the top brand names. So not only will you get free delivery, free removal of your old mattress, and a free steel bed frame with most purchases, but you'll also get prices lower than Sleepy, Style-A-Mattress, Macy's, or Klein. Sleep. Come in now to the Rockaway Bedding Store near you or call 1-800-TRY-A-BED.
Can you sing the jingle for us?
Rock, rock, Rockaway Bedding.
Nice.
Rock, rock, Rockaway Bedding.
You try it.
Can you sing it for me?
Nah, let them do it.
Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rock, 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 Rockaway Bedding. Rockaway Bedding, yeah.
1027 WNEW, New York.
You're checking out the Homeless Shopping Spree 2 on the Opie and Anthony Show
for the holidays.
It's so good to get the radio program back on track, Anthony.
Yes.
I'm just feeling that that excitement. It's been a tough few months for the Opie and Anthony program.
Yeah, occasionally, sure.
But we're back on the right track, and it feels good, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Also, really fast, syndicated all over the country now. Bunch of radio stations, they don't put us on live for whatever reason. They have their reasons.
Yeah.
I just want to announce that our new affiliate, New Orleans.
Yeah.
Streaming audio on the internet.
Yep. There you go. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. So you don't have to wait.
I've had a bunch of people say, you know, God, I moved out of state. I moved to a place that we don't get the Opie and Anthony show. What do I do? And we tell them syndication underground.
Right.
But that's like trying to find the Holy Grail, you know?
Right.
One day it's there at some secret website. The next day you try to log on, it's gone. And you got to search around and find another feed that someone's illegally putting up. But, you know, whatever gets the show out there.
You can check out the show live through the New Orleans internet feed.
Yeah.
Go to opieandanthony.com for that radio station, all right?
Yep.
Anthony, they're in the middle of the mall. They're shopping. Let's go to Ben. Ben, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I'm with Ziggy. We're in FAO Schwartz. Right now, Ziggy's looking at a limited edition G.I. Joe doll and some Harry Potter stuff at the moment.
Harry Potter?
Oh, Ziggy's a Harry Potter fan.
Yeah, he's looking around.
He looks like one of the workers from the bank scene.
I didn't see it, but
trust me,
someone out there is chuckling. So.
One of the other funny points of this whole thing, as the downstairs of the mall is completely packed, Mark screams down from the upper level, gack, 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 about as loud as you can imagine, people just looking horrified. That's great.
Right on.
What a way to spend the holidays, guys.
All right. Ben, speaking of Psycho Mark, we got to check in with him because he's finally has decided to shop with his homeless guys.
Yes.
Mark! When shopping with Tommy, he's so drunk, he can't even read the CDs. He just picked up a copy of F-Jag. I said, you don't want that CD. And then he goes for a CD of Aaron Carter. I'm like, that's favorite.
You're a kid, Tasha.
Hold on, you want to talk to Tommy while he's shopping? Hey, Tommy, the boys want to see you. Oh, Opie and Anthony.
Rock and roll.
What's up, man?
Rock and roll, Tommy.
Here we are with the Todd Rundgren section, man.
Yeah, you're at the Todd Rundgren section.
Todd Rundgren? Okay.
What did
nothing.
Hey, rock and roll.
Yes?
What did you have to drink over at the bar with Mark?
Three shots of Absolute and a couple of Heineken's, man.
Hey, what do you think of Mark?
Who's Mark? He didn't introduce himself formally to me.
Yeah.
But Mark is a very respectable man.
You are a nut.
All right.
All right, that's good enough. Ira, what's up?
Guys, this is the greatest thing I have ever seen in my 26 years of life on this earth. The looks on these people's faces are priceless. They are horrified. They are disgusted. And F you to all those stores that would not even let them shop.
Yeah, some of the stores, sticks in the mud. They pulled the grate down and didn't let them shop.
But the one thing you guys have to do next, send them to the Islander game.
Not a bad idea. I might have to call Ted over there at the office. All right, man. We got to check in with a few more people. Thanks, Ira. Let's go to Big Kev. Big Kev, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, man.
I'm here with Butterroll and Youngblood, and one of the listeners, Carl, decided to take them to the Sharper Image.
Oh,
and buy them anything they wanted under
$50. Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so Butterroll has got a fistful of batteries
okay.
for his radio
okay.
and a collapsible umbrella.
Nice. All right,
and Youngblood is still... he's searching among the electronic items.
I saw you, Youngblood, before he got on the bus. Perhaps you ought to recommend that nose and ear hair trimmer.
Yes.
Thank you, Big Kevin. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to do that. We got to check in with Norton. Norton, what's up?
We're in a Macy's, and they're buying pants for one of our... I don't know where my guys are. Kevin has them, and let them have them.
Norton's disgusted by this whole thing.
There's 500 potential rapists standing in a circle, and there's a homeless man trying on clothes in the middle of the store. He removed his trousers. He did a strip tease. I actually got a rod. It was pretty nice. And he's trying on pants, and once you try them on, I would suggest the store just letting him keep them.
Yeah, regardless of the
so that's where we are. There's about 300 people down here. We have 500 people just screaming and causing a ruckus, and everybody in the store is extremely nervous. I'm not with them, believe me, if the cops come in, so I'm just kind of standing back here trying to press my mule on chicks who are standing in front of me. So it's going well, and the guy's removing his clothes in the middle of the store, but I don't think anybody can see it because everybody's surrounding this man in a circle.
All right, Norton.
So the last time I think a black guy was surrounded by this many white people, he was on an auction block dancing.
Holy Jesus.
I know the struggle.
Oh, my God. Thank you,
Don. I'll see you guys later.
Bye. Let's check in with Rick. Rick, what's up?
Hey, guys. We just left Sam Goody with Big Ed and Big Blue, and Big Blue was dancing, singing, thanking everyone in the store because he just got himself a big boombox.
Oh, yeah?
And he's just excited. Right, Blue? Blue, you got the boombox. How do you like that, man?
Even me.
You can't.
Yeah, I got the boombox. Who this? I'm talking to.
O&A.
I don't hear nothing.
Hello? I don't hear nothing. He's deaf. Why is he getting a boom? He can never hear us.
No, he can't. Hey, Blue, come back.
They all get nervous when Blue starts.
Yeah, yeah. And also, we got to thank a lot of the listeners who helped chip in because we didn't have enough money to get them this boom box, and they chipped in a bunch of cash.
Ah, that's cool. See that?
To make the season brighter for Big Blue.
Cool. Our listeners, not quite the scum everyone thinks they are.
All right.
Hey, Rick.
Yo.
We should wrap up pretty soon because we got to end the show. So.
All right, you got it, man. We're just going to get Big Ed some sneakers and then we're out of here.
All right, cool. Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right. The homeless shopping spree, too. Coming to an end in about 15 minutes here, Anthony. Ben, what's up?
What's up, guys? We're just denied access to our Marnie Exchange as they saw Ziggy walking up. So we're heading towards Sharper Image at the moment where Ziggy might pick something up.
But we love when he tries on the suits.
I know.
Oh, damn it.
Total dicks, man. Total dicks.
What is what do you think Ziggy might want at the Sharper Image? A Razor rollerboard scooter?
I don't know. Ziggy hasn't really been in the shop and mood. I mean, he bought some essential stuff.
I think he could use the Ionic Breeze air purifier and just put it in his pants.
In his pants.
Purify that stench.
Sharper Image, a big client of the Opie and Anthony show, and the homeless guys seem to gravitate toward the Sharper Image store.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, Ben, thank you.
All right, guys.
Come in. All right. They're running out of energy, obviously. Ryan, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
Nothing funnier than watching Big Blue in a massage chair in Brookstone. It was absolutely, totally...
Were the people in the store just horrified that he was, smudging up their equipment?
And he's looking at a radio, and there's an old lady just shopping for the same radio, had no idea what was going on.
I'll take the one the homeless guy wanted.
All right, guys, take it easy.
All right, man.
Thank you, Ryan.
A lot of the listeners that were there had a great time.
Anthony, a few things. You go to opieandanthony.com, you could get the face shots of all the guys that went shopping today.
And keep checking back, because I know Steve C. was there videotaping. Everyone was taking pictures, digital pictures. So we'll have those up as quick as we can, and you'll be able to follow along.
We'll probably have some video up late tonight on foundrymusic.com. You could get there through opieandanthony.com. Guaranteed by showtime tomorrow, there's just going to be a ton of stuff on all the websites. From what you were hearing today, okay?
Wow. What a day.
I'm trying to... I'm waiting. Someone's calling in here. I'm just waiting to go to them.
Not a very successful shopping spree.
All right, we'll go to Seattle. Jeremy, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good, Jeremy.
Good. I'm calling from Seattle, Washington, boys.
Seattle.
Yes.
Very
I thought
cool.
I'd drop a line and tell you guys that you guys are doing a great job, and I don't get to hear you until... Well, you guys are later, obviously, but so I'm kind of looking forward to listening to this homeless shopping spree today. It sounds pretty fun so far.
I got to tell you, it's been great, so.
Yeah, tune in.
You're going to enjoy it later on tonight in Seattle.
Well, me and my wife love you guys, and keep up the good work, all right, fellas?
All right, thank you, Jeremy.
And I got a message for Norton, too.
Yeah.
Even though he's not there.
What's that?
Sucks.
All right, thank you.
All right, later, fellas.
Bye.
Much from Allentown's got to add a little taste of reality to this whole thing. You know that boombox is going to be stolen within 5 minutes of him hitting the street. Isn't that awful?
Steve, what's up?
Hey, man, what's up?
Hey.
We just walked out of Foot Action with Dippy Tom. I'm with Maddie. And got to give a big thanks to Foot Action. They hooked him up with some really, really nice boots. Dippy Tom is littered with bags of socks and clothes.
Styling.
Yeah, he's really styling now.
Well, slow down. Styling.
Yeah, but
and he's dancing and randomly breaking into Christmas carols, too. We have no idea where Ben is. We were with Ben for a little bit, and Ben, I think he freaked out with Ziggy and went somewhere else.
Well, Ziggy was a star, so it's kind of a little more pressure on Ben.
I think so.
It
hey,
seems like...
Tom, you want to say something?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Who am I talking to?
That's Opie and Anthony.
Oh, Opie and Anthony, how are you? I wanted to meet you the other day.
Well, you were in here for quite some time, Tippy.
You met us.
He has no idea he met us yesterday.
Oh, God, I was hammered.
You weren't there when I was there.
Right, we weren't there. Exactly. It was on our show, but we weren't there.
You did the whole show with us yesterday.
The guy from Kiss was there, though.
The guy from who?
The
band Kiss.
Kiss.
He
remembers Gene.
He remembers Gene being in the studio,
him.
But not Opie and Anthony.
Hey, Tom, did you get some good stuff?
Yeah.
Well, happy holidays there, Tom.
I feel like a celebrity.
Well, you are a celebrity today, my friend.
Oh, stop it.
All right, man. We're going to let you go.
I can't hear very well because Sue Joyce is here.
Crowd, man.
All right, we're going to check in with Psycho Mark.
He's
Psycho Mark, what's up?
Tommy's yelling at everybody in the CD store. He's yelling so much his teeth popped out on the floor. He's yelling and screaming. I'm like, come on, hurry up, let's go.
Yeah, that's not fun.
We got Andre some shoes. We got him some new Timberlands.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he got some fresh Timberlands so we can go back to 14th and kick some ass. And Andre is almost about done. He almost whipped his junk out and rubbed it against the 70s rock collection over here.
Well, thank God that didn't happen.
Oh, God, thank you. I'll say that again.
I think they're going to start leading him out.
Yeah, I think we're going to get him out of the mall now.
Mark is trash.
You can tell.
Mark is trash.
Ben, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Ziggy into a very nice men's room where he's gone into a stall, and I think he's going to be in there for a while. He came in, and it was like a kid going FAO Schwartz for the first time. He was so excited.
That's great.
Like paradise.
Like when Dorothy opened the door of the house and walked out into a land of color in Oz, right?
Yeah, totally.
Unbelievable. All right, Ben, you should wrap everyone, well, round everyone up and get them out of there, because we got to close the show, man.
Yeah, we're right at the exit. We're just, Ziggy wanted to take a dump, and I figured why not do it in style, and then we'll get on the bus.
All right, cool. Thanks, Ben.
All right, okay. Bye.
Anthony, with that, why don't we take a break and we'll wrap up Homeless Shopping Spree 2 next.
All right.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I heard there is no Christmas in the silly Middle East. No trees, no snow, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and say, hey there, Mr. Muslim. Merry Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story. They don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout. Hey there, Mr. Hinduist. Merry Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the missus. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hindu ass and celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and say, hi there, Mr. Shintoist! Merry Christmas! God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum! In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do. So let's all rejoice for Jesus, Merry Christmas to you. On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, now it's Christmas, Buddhist, and all you atheists too. Merry Christmas to you. Thank you, Mr. Head.
Anytime, Einstein.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
The show blows.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Blows. Show blows monkey ass.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
I'm very dick.
Watch TV on New Year's Eve and you'll get dick. Listen to us and you'll get great hard rock. Join Eddie Trunk at 7 for New Year's Eve Rocks only on 102.7. WNEW.
It's probably the most exciting car to hit this market in at least 5 years. Sport compact car.
Meet the WRX from Subaru. Turbocharged 227 horsepower all-wheel drive. Critics like it, to say the least.
It's a serious car, an all-out performance icon. Automobile Magazine.
They like the Subaru WRX for its turbocharged boxer engine.
At idle, the boxer burbles richly. Through the gears, the WRX flies. Auto Week.
They like the Subaru WRX for its precise road-hugging control.
It's a back road corner carver. Edmunds.com.
Not to mention its rally heritage.
An exciting creation of rolling euphoria based on Subaru's world-renowned rally racer, AMI Auto World Weekly.
But what critics love most about the new Subaru WRX is the sheer joy of driving it. That's the new Subaru WRX. That's the beauty of Subaru all-wheel drive.
Are your debts threatening your peace of mind? Here are some danger signs. If you borrow from one credit card to pay off another. If you're maxed out on two or more cards. If you can only afford to make the minimum monthly payment. But now there's a nonprofit organization that can help you reduce your debt load and get caught up again. It's called Ameridebt. Call them at 1-800-241-6537. Ameridebt can help you reduce your monthly payments as much as 50%. They'll negotiate with your creditors for you, eliminating or reducing your interest rates, and they'll consolidate your bills into one lower monthly payment. Even if you're not a homeowner, even if you're way behind, Ameridebt can help. If you have more than $2,000 in debt, call Ameridebt now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-241-6537. It's completely confidential and there's no obligation. If you've noticed the debt danger signs, or if you're just tired of worrying about your bills, there's help waiting. Call Ameridebt now. 1-800-241-6537. This segment of Opie and Anthony is brought to you by Rascals Comedy Club, America's premier comedy nightclub. For showtimes, call 973-736-2726.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issued preferred $1 million coverage, is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. A man age 50, non-tobacco user, issued preferred, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $113. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, there are great rates available for you as well. Term Busters is a company that specializes in term life insurance. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call us today for a free no-obligation quote at 1-800-862-TERM. That's 1-800-862-8376. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Term Busters at 1-800-862-TERM or visit our website at termbusters.com. Rates and availability may vary by state.
Put your sack into it.
Listen after ONA for Ron and Fez, 1027 WNEW.
When you think of it, vinyl siding really makes sense. No more wasted time scraping and painting your house. But who can you trust for top quality vinyl siding at a fair price? And who makes it simple to get, even during winter months? Sears Home Central. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-954-9191. Call now and save 20% on select styles. Vinyl siding from Sears means you'll never paint again. And Sears guarantees your satisfaction or your money back. So call Sears at 1-800-954-9191 and save 20% on select styles. Offer ends December 31st. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. Remember, vinyl siding for your home makes sense, but Sears vinyl siding makes the most sense. Call now, 1-800-954-9191.
The holidays are here, the time of year when memories abound, like the time Fluffy ate the fruitcake, or the time Aunt Sylvia's dentures fell into the eggnog. But some moments are more memorable than others, like the time you opened up your Visa statement and found out the cashmere scarf you bought Uncle Larry was free.
Yes, the holidays are full of magic moments. Some just happen to be a little more rewarding than others. Introducing Visa Magic Moments. Every day from November 18th through December 26th, there will be a one-second magic moment when anything you buy with your Visa card could be free. If the Visa processing date and time for your Visa purchase match the randomly selected one-second magic moment, you win.
The time Dad caught a snowball with his face.
Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
A credit will appear on a future statement if you win. No purchase or obligation necessary to enter or win. Void or prohibited. Open to legal U.S. residents 18 years and older as of November 18th and December 26, 2001. For complete official rules, including entry without purchase, call 1-800-266-6712.
Opie and Anthony. 1027 WNEW.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony show. Yeah. Homeless shopping spree, too. Huge success. Oh, my God. At the Roosevelt Field Mall on Long Island.
It had everything, didn't it? A little bit of drama, a little danger there when they were pulling in. We weren't sure. Rick sounded like the Rick from the Voyeur bus for a little while there. And then they got off the bus, entered the mall to just hundreds of people cheering them on. And they bought stuff, and people bought stuff for them. And the ones with Psycho Mark drank until they fell down and spit their teeth out in the CD store.
What a great day. I want to thank the mall for not being tools.
Yeah, the mall itself was great. There were a couple of stores that were a little bit toolish.
Hey, Rick, what's up?
Hey guys, we are out front where we started in front of Houlihan. And it's just been an emotional time as Big Blue and Tippy Tom have been making speeches to the crowd to let them know how much they appreciate everything they've done for them today.
Oh, great.
Oh, they broke into the
Come on, the radio. All right.
Now they forget the words. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, Rick?
Hello?
They're getting back on the bus?
The bus is about to arrive, so everybody's gathering out here. Fans of LA, upstairs, hearing, throwing down dollar bills. It's just an incredible display of holiday passion. Let's hear it for the homeless!
Let's hear it for the homeless.
They cheer as long as it's not them who's homeless.
Right. F-Tard Mike said he learned that Houlihan's is under construction. After all that, that's what he learned.
That's what he learned. Sure. Steve, what's up?
It's Concord. I'm here with Steve. Hang on a second.
All right.
Hey, what's up?
Hey,
what's up,
Steve?
Well, it is officially a mob scene. We were sitting out here with Tippy Tom, Blue, Ed, and about 1,000 people easily outside of Houlihan's, which I am told has been shut down.
Back there, Blue.
And these guys are singing Christmas carols. It's really amazing.
Very cool.
It's very cool. I'd like to say thank you to the really self-righteous security guard who not only stopped us from videotaping easily 12 times, but told us that all the help that we were doing today was completely useless because it was only one day and not every day.
Wow,
so that freaking kissed my ass.
All right, Steve.
Hey, all Steve. Right. Steve, did you get some tape anyway?
Oh, there's tape everywhere. I had my little hidden camera. Jeff and I got amazing videotape.
Nice.
Thanks to a couple hidden cameras. So.
Very cool.
Hidden cameras.
All right.
And that footage will be up on foundrymusic.com.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Steve.
One of the homeless guys very nervous about the hidden hidden cameras, and he started freaking out.
Oh, no, I was stealing stuff.
Todd from Buffalo writes, I learned that asking a woman, excuse me, miss, have you seen 10 bums and 1,000 people will not get you laid, ever.
Ever.
Psycho Mark.
We're just starting to exit the hall. We're making our way out. And what a pain in the ass calling you is when he starts to shop there. I'll tell you that.
I don't know if it's the phone or his drinking, Opie. I couldn't understand a word Mark said.
Well, they're obviously making their way out of the mall, Anthony.
Yeah.
And back on the bus for the trip back to New York City. And, well, tomorrow we'll have all the stories from the trip back to New York. I'm sure it's going to get really interesting.
And some audio from the bus trip back, too, because I think they got a couple of debt machines there.
Yeah. Rick, what's up?
Hey, guys. I got a quick one that I learned.
Okay.
That even the smell of homeless people's feet nearly gets me to puke right in a store.
That's got to be disgusting, man.
I gagged four times while Ed was trying on a pair of sneakers.
Oh, my God. Man.
And it didn't even look like he had socks on.
Yeah. Hey, Rick, what's going on out there?
Looks like Snoop is coming out of the mall. Some other of the homeless people that are joining us as we wait for the bus.
Okay.
The bus should be here, like they said, any minute. So.
All right.
We're just wading back into the group here. Yeah, it seems like more of the homeless guys are coming out, including Ziggy.
Cool. Hey, Rick.
Yo.
You're going to get some audio on the bus trip?
Yeah, we'll run some audio on the bus and video and pictures and everything.
All right, good deal, man.
All right, we'll see you guys later.
All right, call back when the bus arrives.
I'll call you when the bus arrives.
All right, good.
There's a huge crowd out there, man.
Hey, Frank, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Left my ass off just like last time.
Oh, cool,
that was
man.
Fun.
Hey, who was chaperoning who? Psycho Mark or Rock and Roll Tommy?
That's a great question.
I know.
Question
you know that. Something? Both of them became complete equals.
I don't know, man.
Bar.
I'm surprised they didn't arrest Mark.
All right. Thank you, Frank.
All right, later.
Rick, what's up?
Hey, guys, a bus has just pulled up. They just finished singing another Christmas carol. Our homeless are now getting on the bus as we get set to depart. The mall here. Let's go, guys. Here goes Buttered Roll.
Look at them all getting on the bus.
Here they come. Where are they? Let's get all the homeless guys in here. Come on, let's not forget anybody.
And the security is just incredibly tight as we try and get everybody out here.
Of course.
You know, I give props to the security. Everyone was pretty much everyone was cool at the mall today, Anthony.
Yeah.
And we want to thank you, man.
Well, there's Psycho Mark.
Yeah, I know. All right, here he comes. the star of the show today, Big Blue.
Big
Blue. Uh-oh, he fell. Somebody grabbed him, though, before he hit the concrete. Here he comes, Big Blue and Ed, as they make their way.
With their booty of goods, Opie, making their way to the bus.
Uh-oh, he's falling backwards. All right, there he goes.
He's falling backwards.
Here's Blue, here's Tippy Tom.
Tippy, nice shot with this firm. Nice shot.
Snoop is posing for pictures.
They're taking pictures with the homies.
Thank you.
These guys are rock stars for a day, man.
Guys, there has to be at least 2,000 people total around this area.
Yeah.
All right, it's only Boss.
It's only Boss.
And here comes Rock and Roll Tommy.
Rock and Roll Tommy loves the F word, man.
All right, guys, we are out of here.
No problem.
You're all on the bus? Everyone on?
I don't know. Hold on. I'm going to check.
I hope they got Ziggy. I didn't hear Ziggy.
Hold on. I'm getting reports Psycho Mark's on the bus, on top of the bus. Psycho Mark?
Yeah, I'm on top of the bus right now. I jumped out the emergency hatch, and I'm just looking down at everybody.
He's hammered. I love it.
Oh, I'm sorry. But hey, everybody! Hey, I was trying to get some free joints for the rock home, but no one was. Hey, anybody got some splits for the ride?
Right, he's gonna get everyone arrested, man.
Leave it to Mark.
Hey, Rick, what's up? Hey, Rick. We're back to you, Rick. What's up?
All right, we're just doing a final head count, making sure everybody's on the bus.
Okay.
We lost three.
Yeah. Great. Three.
All right, so we lost three. That's not bad.
Who's missing?
It's not bad. We can lose three.
Hell, you guys are in Hempstead. No one's going to notice. Oh.
All right, we're gonna try and track down our missing three.
Hey, where's Norton?
Norton is already on the bus.
Right here.
Oh, there he is.
Let me talk to Norton while you... What's going on?
You want to talk to Norton?
Yeah, real fast.
Norton, help me hear him. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Holy, I can't hear anything. Hold on. Boston sucks. Can you guys still hear?
Yeah, what's up, Norton?
I can't hear you. I don't know if you can hear me. This was really great, man, and you had a lot of people show up. It was really a madhouse.
Cool, man.
Rip that time, because I can't hear anything. I can't hear anything.
Norton. All right. Well, it's a sloppy mess at the end, but that's okay, Ann. That's okay. Well, you know, a lot with all the people, it's hard to hear.
What a day, though, man. I can't wait to see some of the video and the snapshots being taken. And we're going to have some audio from the bus ride.
Yes.
Back to New York. So, I mean, this doesn't end here.
Who are the three that are missing? I think Ziggy. I didn't hear Ziggy get on the bus. Who else?
I would say Tippy Tom.
No,
Sperm was very paranoid. He might have ran.
Yeah, he might have bolted.
Ron, what's up?
Hey, guys, what's up? I'll tell you, this is one of the most hilarious second editions of the Home and Shopping Spree ever, and I'll tell you right now.
What a great sequel.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I'm taping it. I wanted to go do it again Christmas Day anyway.
You know, we didn't want to do Home and Shopping Spree again because we didn't think we could top ourselves, but I must say, man, a lot of people worked really hard behind the scenes, and this was a home run today.
Yeah, Keith did a great job.
Home run.
You guys did great. But I'm going to tell you one thing. This is more funnier than last year's first Home Shopping Day that Rick says, is that a train?
Oh, yeah. Remember that? Yeah, we're going to break that out today.
This is going to be a classic right there.
All right, Ron. Thank you.
Later.
Bye. Yeah, we're going to replay this. You guys know that already. Probably like Christmas Eve or something.
Yeah, it's very Christmassy.
All right. I just want to talk to Rick before we get off the air. We only have like 2 minutes left.
Yeah. It would be nice if Rick would call. We can just get them on one more time as the bus pulls away. Make sure they have everybody.
I guarantee we're going to have some stories to tell tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Who's this now?
All right, they're calling in.
Pumping on.
We'll get them on, and then we'll get off the air and make way for Ron and Fez next year in New York.
Yes.
Oh. All right, I guess we...
Well, now we're not going to be able to...
We're going to have to end the show without hearing from the gang.
Aw. I want to hear who was missing.
I want to give props to Rick and Ben and Stinky.
Keith
the cop.
This wouldn't have been possible without Keith.
Ethel and our whole promotions department.
Yeah.
John Rossi. I mean, a lot of guys worked really hard on this for the last few weeks. Even though we don't show prep it.
We don't.
Of course not. We just sit here and
Norton is still in baby gap.
Oh. Is that what they're saying?
Instant feedback. Thank you to everybody that showed up down there. Did a great job. And some people actually pulled out some money out of their wallets and bought these guys stuff.
Oh, you guys
rock. Insane.
You guys rock.
I wouldn't have done that.
And by the way, thanks for hanging with us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We've had a tough 3 or 4 months, but thanks for hanging with us.
Look, it's thinking we got it.
I know, but just put him on hold. All right.
Hey, you don't have to write, Ben.
Hey, Michael, real fast.
Rick. That's Psycho Mark drunk. Ben. All right, we got to go.
That son of a bitch.
All right, we'll let you know what happens tomorrow at 3.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
Mr. Sullivan.
Yes, is this the two idiots?
Yeah, you want to sue us?
Yes, I would just like to inform both of you gentlemen that there will be a lawyer talking to your management team because I have been not only embarrassed, but harassed.
Really?
You understand this?
No.
And don't even go close by saying thank you to the Short Hill Malls because let me tell you something. This has been a disgrace. You have your malls over there in the city. Don't you got ghetto malls over here in Newark? Don't be coming to our malls and doing something like that.
Yeah. Really?
You hear me?
Yeah. What else?
What else?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, what's that, a train?
Hello, sir. Sir? Mr. Sullivan?
The sorriest thing is, right before it hit him, he goes, what's that, a train?
Sir?
Did you hear that, Joey?
I heard it.
He goes, what?
I heard it.
What's that, a train?
What's that, a train?
Wham!
And action.
I can't go one afternoon without spanking my junk.
Okay, terrific.
And cut.
Opie Anthony. 1027 WNEW's Best of 2001 continues with the Best of Ron and Fez.
The greatest school activity there is, dodgeball.
In your school, did girls play with you or was this guy?
I think we had girls. I think in the younger levels, we had girls.
I'm sure you did. You plus a girl playing in my school would have gotten killed. I have gotten smacked by dodgeballs, especially when you're running up to get the thing in the beginning. I've been hit so hard, I've seen white.
Ron and Fez, Knights, 1027, WNEW.
Before you say goodbye to 2001, hurry to your Nissan dealer for Nissan's Goodbye Sales Event. Because for 10 days only, get an extra $500 cash back from Nissan on top of already great deals. Plus, get 0.9% APR on almost every new Nissan in stock. Get an extra $500 cash back on a new Nissan Sentra. Get $500 cash back on a new Nissan Maxima. Get $500 cash back on a new Nissan Pathfinder or Frontier. It's Nissan's Goodbye Sales Event with $500 cash back on top of already great deals, plus 0.9 APR on almost every new Nissan. There's never been a better time to visit your Nissan dealer. But hurry, you only have 10 days to make your best deal. Because on January 2nd, this offer is definitely set. Nissan. Driven. Must take delivery from new dealer stock. Cashback not available in SEO. Short-term financing subject to NMAC credit approval. Call 1-800-648-738 for details.
Anthony, Kawasaki Sports Center.
Yeah. Here's one for New York.
Pimpan Joe, if you were a comic.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying a motorcycle, ATV, dirt bike, or accessories for the holidays, check out Kawasaki Sports Center in Pompton Plains, New Jersey. Kawasaki Sports Center carries a full line of 2002 Kawasaki Ninjas. They got the Ninja ZX6R and plenty of other great Kawasakis. They have an award-winning service department. Take care of anything from an oil change to totally customizing your Kawasaki. Call them up, 973-831-1930. Ask for Gary. Kawasaki Sports Center, where customer satisfaction has been their number one priority for over 23 years. Kawasaki Sports Center, located at 566 Route 23 North in Pompton Plains, New Jersey, 5 miles north from Routes 80 and 46, 2 miles south from Route 287. Call them up, 973-831-1930. It's Kawasaki Sports Center.
New York in winter. You know how cold it gets. And if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. That's why now is a great time to replace them with custom-fit windows from Sears Home Central. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-954-9191. Call now and save 15% on select styles. Sears double-paned, extra-strength windows have insulated frames. This combination may help reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes getting your new windows simple and affordable. So call 1-800-954-9191 and save 15% on select styles. Offer ends December 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another winter without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now, 1-800-954-9191.
7 WNEW, Don and Mike, middays.
Bull markets can come and they can go. In these economic times, how do you keep your money growing safely? By investing in high-yielding CDs and money market accounts from E-Trade Bank. Call 1-888-968-8855. E-Trade Bank's CD yields have consistently paid higher rates than most branch banks. Their money market accounts have consistently yielded double the national average. And these high-yield accounts are all insured up to $100,000 by the FDIC. So how do they do it? E-Trade Bank does business by phone and internet rather than through costly branches. This keeps their expenses is low and their interest rates high. So keep your money growing even when the market is in flux. Call E-Trade Bank now for a free rate comparison and information kit. 1-888-968-8855. It's your money, so make the most of it. Call E-Trade Bank, a wholly owned subsidiary of E-Trade Group Incorporated. Member FDIC. 1-888-968-8855.
You think it's easy being a penguin in the big city? Yeah, you try walking around Midtown in size 14 swim fins. Hey, buddy, watch the feet. And then there's the bane of the urban penguin's existence. Yeah, tuxedo jokes.
Oh, waiter, is my table ready?
Here we go.
Hey, maestro, when's the concert start?
Oh, stop, you're killing me.
Ooh, aren't you one of those penguins from the Cool Million Instant Game?
Oh, well.
You know, those fabulous penguins that give Instant Game fans 12 chances to win up to $1 million.
Well, actually,
because you look even more handsome in person.
Well,
Cool Million, the new instant game from the New York Lottery. 12 chances to win. Over 1.2 million prizes from $20 to $500. Just look for the lucky penguins.
Perhaps you could discuss it over some raw smelt.
For New York Lottery winning results, call 976-2020 in the 212-718-516 and 914 area codes. All calls are 40 cents a minute. 976-2020, the official lottery number.
Opie and Anthony, 1027. WNEW.
We leave you now with the sounds of Montana and me making my face look like a glazed donut before I get back to my wife. The sounds of the elusive bearded clan and me trying to shuck the hell out of that bearded clan. I usually don't say things like that, but I'll leave you this Sunday morning with the sounds of me giving her the old pile driver. That's the one where I crouch over her, push down real hard in a pile driving motion. So now, pictures and sounds of me and the pile driver on my mistress in Montana. On the road I prefer, pictures now of the Hershey Highway. I visited that in Montana lots, the Hershey Highway. My wife often thought I was fishing on my trips to Montana, and it's true I was. Here's the sound of the trouser trout coming out of my trousers as I pound some ass. Now the sounds of me pounding ass with my Montana crotch rat. We leave you now. The sounds of me and my mistress and me shooting a tray up in that piece. And now, finally, the sounds of my mistress hobbing my knob. We don't often leave you with the sounds of knob hobbing. I figured this is a good time to leave. And now the sounds of me and my knob being hobbed. Charles Carrault on the road. Hob. Knob.
The guy had some life going.
Man, who knew?
Probably more. He was all over the country, right?
I don't know. He was a mess, though. Damn.
Wasn't he? He gave up like a million bucks to that woman.
How is he picking
up? She had a $1 million gash.
How is he picking up chicks, though?
I know.
Look at my two bald heads. You might find one's more purple than the other. That's the fun one. Now the sounds of a purple helmet warrior going into battle again against the dreaded bearded clan.
Charles.
Yeah. Charles had it going on.
Going on.
Yeah, he got himself a piece.
Montana crotch rat.
Yes, the Montana crotch rat. God, I wish she shaved. A little personal hygiene in the groin area. So it wouldn't look so much like a possum. Woman looks like roadkill. Looks like the last time I saw woodchuck caught in a combine. Red and brown and whatnot. Now the sounds of a woodchuck being caught in a combine. Leave you.
All right. Is Charles going to be hanging out for the rest of the show, too? Or?
I might have to go bang abroad. You know me, on the road. Looking for the dreaded Montana crotch rock. They'd know anything about shaving. I mentioned she looks like she had Einstein's head in a leg lock. I should trim that. First time I made love to her, pulled those panties down and looked like Fidel Castro eating a London broil. And now the sounds of Fidel Castro eating a London broil. I used to have a lot of sex in my car. Yes, gave her Spanish fly once. I found her on the gear shift. Now the sounds of my girlfriend on the gear shift. We leave you. Yes. I just wish she was a little better with the hygiene. Sort of looked like when you take two big pieces of silly putty, slap them together, and throw them in on the floor of a barber shop. All pink and hairy. Not the sounds of silly putty.
I don't even know where to go with this one, but.
The Opie and Anthony Show.
The song that I wrote actually a couple days ago after, excuse me, a friend of mine, my best friend, we went out to a bar and we got really hammered and we just had a really good time and I realized I you know, why not write a song about the good times that you have with your pal when you're out drinking at night, you know what I mean? And
sure.
So I wrote this for my best friend, my friend.
This should be cute.
I'm going to play that now. I hope he's listening. If you are, man, this one's for you.
So get your hand out of my pants.
It's not that I don't care, I do. I just don't see myself in you. Another time, another scene, I'd be right behind you, if you know what I mean. 'Cause if I were gay, I would give you my soul. And if I were gay, I would give you my whole being. And if I were gay, we would tear down the walls. But I'm not gay, so won't you stop cupping my hand?
It's radio, you know.
We've never hugged, we've never kissed. I've never been intimate with your shit. But you have opened brand new doors. Get over here and drop your...
Thank you.
OP. Anthony.
We have our penises. They do all of our speaking.
They do all the talking for us.
The OP and Anthony Show.
Finish up the year with our four shows.
Sports Guys. Mornings. Don and Mike. Middays. OP and Anthony. Afternoons. Ron and Fez. Nights.
1027 WNEW.
When you think of it, vinyl siding really makes sense. No more wasted time scraping and painting your house. But who can you trust for top quality vinyl siding at a fair price? And who makes it simple to get, even during winter months? Sears Home Central. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-954-9191. Call now and save 20% on select styles. Vinyl siding from Sears means you'll never paint again. And Sears guarantees your satisfaction or your money back. So call Sears at 1-800-954-9191 and save 20% on select styles. Offer ends December 31st. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. Remember, vinyl siding for your home makes sense, but Sears vinyl siding makes the most sense. Call now, 1-800-954-9191.
Are your debts threatening your peace of mind? Here are some danger signs. If you borrow from one credit card to pay off another. If you're maxed out on two or more cards. If you can only afford to make the minimum monthly payment. But now there's a nonprofit organization that can help you reduce your debt load and get caught up again. It's called AmeriDebt. Call them at 1-800-241-6537.